Didn't it invite me? Brilliant, thanks. My fabulous Friday panel. I think we could agree they have indeed been fabulous. James McRory, Andre Walker, gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. First panel of the new year. Of course, it's been a very long 3-day week for me, so I'm off now. I'm leaving everyone else at work until God knows what. And for the next 3 hours, they will be entertained by my good colleague, Mr. John.
Well, that's a broad term.
I didn't get your name wrong there. John, who are you, Holmes?
Yeah, what are
How
you?
How have we worked together?
How are you? What's are you?
I've got to be honest. It wasn't. Do you know what? I had the worst night's sleep last night. Got over the Costa Rica jet lag.
You've been banging on about this all
Hashtag
week.
Hashtag first world problems. Check me out. I live in central
we're so
London.
Sympathetic. Yeah.
Do you know what? Do you know what kept me awake last night? There was an owl outside my window, and he was twooing for an hour and a half, like the loudest thing I've ever heard.
Maybe the word you were hearing being called at you was similar to twit.
Yeah, exactly. What's on your show, sir?
Well, 25p on a coffee cup. I think this is all to do with the waste and disposable coffee cup thing. Personally, I'm going to just go and lie down in a barista's lap until they pour coffee into my face without the need for a cup. I think that's the way forward.
Well, that's the thing. I just don't see why we spoke to Mary Cray, the chair of that committee earlier. I don't see why they have to punish us, the consumer. Just tell them to stop putting plastic inside the cups.
There you are. Well, we're going to be talking about that as well. And we've got live music on the programme as well because it's a Friday, so we'll be doing that by dragging a busker in off the street. And
yeah, do you know what? Can you get one from Windsor? Because they've got a few people.
They've got
on the
a few people on the streets over there, yeah.
And Andre, next time you're coming,
redistribute
can you bring one in?
Absolutely. Well, you won't go via Southall.
On that note, John Holmes with you from 1 till 4. I'm back at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Have a great weekend. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Bold black alloy wheels, sleek gloss black grille, mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/Black Edition. Jaguar. The art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of March 2018. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
At Wickes, our biggest ever kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from over 45 stunning styles. Book your free design appointment at wickes.co.uk.
Hello, it's me, Dracula. Relax, I don't bite much. Unlike the cost of some broadband deals, that's why I switched to Sky Broadband Unlimited. It's monstrously good value. Just £18 a month for 12 months, including line rental, plus a £9.95 setup fee. Exclusively for new and existing Sky TV customers. It's totally unlimited, and they'll never slow you down, even at peak times. Well, you don't want anything to stop the flow when you're screaming. Sorry, streaming, do you? Search Sky Broadband. Sky. Believing better. Sky network areas and new broadband customers only. 12-month contract. Further terms apply.
Highways England is here to improve your journey. Have you noticed the red X's above you when driving on the motorway? Think they're not important? Think again. They mean there's an obstruction or danger up ahead. So if you see one, you must change lanes safely to avoid a penalty or even worse. So when you see a red X, it's there for a reason. For more information on red X's, search online for smart motorways.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Yes, it ruddy well is as well. Hello, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Your 3 hours of news-led entertainment on the way. Here's Ashley with the very latest news, though.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MP fears for further victims of serial rapist, Manchester Bravery honoured, and will Latte Levy boost recycling?
Talk Radio.
An MP fears for further victims as a serial rapist is being released from prison. John Warboys, who was a cab driver in the capital, was jailed in 2009 for assaulting 12 women. But he's suspected of attacking over 100, which MP for Moray Douglas Ross thinks needs investigating further.
Questions do have to be answered about the number of cases that were not investigated following his conviction back in 2009. The fact that the police said in 2010 that the alleged victims could be as high as 102, and this is because women came forward, just makes me wonder how many other victims are out there.
Staff who saved victims' lives from the Manchester Arena terror attack are being praised for their actions. Dozens of workers have been recognised in a commendation ceremony. 22 people were killed when a bomb was detonated at a concert last May. We could soon be bringing our own cups to coffee shops to avoid a 25p levy. MPs are calling for the latte levy to tackle the mountain of waste dumped each year. Mary Cray heads up the Environmental Audit Committee, who want to kick start a recycling revolution.
We're seeing 500,000 of these cups a day littered, chucked out of car windows. And so basically we want consumers to be nudged into doing the right thing, bringing their own reusable cups in and keeping a cup in their car that they can wash out when they get home and refill.
The government's confusing message about diesel car pollution is being blamed for a significant drop in sales. They were down by 17%, while total car sales decreased by 5.7% in 2017. There could be a loophole for hackers to get into your phone. Apple says all iPhones, iPads and Mac computers are affected by two major bugs in computer chips. The tech company is now racing to fix them over fears they could allow hackers to steal data.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Yes, how nice to see you.
Yes, you too.
Yeah, so, okay, so, obviously news.
Yes.
I mean, that's a given.
Yeah.
I know weather comes in a moment. That has its own little bit of production.
It does, yes.
As you're aware. Then some sport happens.
Yep.
I mean, I'm you know all this.
I do.
I'm more or less just telling myself out loud.
Okay,
I'm
that's
reminding
good.
Myself what,
yes.
what goes on. That's all. And the sport's pre-recorded.
Yep.
Obviously.
Because this is like a little self-checklist, really.
It is, really, yeah. You know when you see pilots sort of doing a pre-flight check?
Yes.
You're pressing buttons and going, yeah, that works. That lights up. I don't know. That's fine. That's me now.
Should I start doing the hand gestures?
If you want to. Yeah. I mean, normally around here, the hand gestures I get are unbroadcastable.
Oh, okay.
If I'm honest.
Brilliant.
But that's fine. We know what we're doing.
Yes,
well, you
we do.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know about bonus news today? That's at 3:30, of course.
Yeah.
You sound suspicious, but that's going to be fine. Yeah. Do you know about headline hijack?
I'm just going for
there
everything.
There we go.
It'll
it's
be fine.
It's going to
be
all
fine.
All right, good. Look, right now, weather jingle happens. Here it comes. Here comes the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Well, it's going to have some showery rain and hill snow in the north, sunshine and showers in the south. Today's high will be 9 degrees.
Thank you. Always end on a high.
Thank you.
Ashley, do you know who's done the pre-recorded sport for us today?
I don't, I'm afraid.
Excellent. Here's someone who we don't know who it is with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm John Howick. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger stands by comments made about refereeing decisions which have got him into trouble with the FA. He's made it clear how angry he is with penalties given against them in their Premier League draws with Chelsea and West Brom. The FA's charged Wenger for his reaction following the Albion game and asked for his observations for remarks made since then. Everton manager Sam Allardyce says they can give the FA Cup a good go. Now they've moved away from the Premier League's relegation zone. They have a huge third round tie at Merseyside rivals Liverpool tonight. Elsewhere, Manchester United host Derby. And British tennis number 2, Carl Edmund, is out to the Brisbane International after putting up a good fight against Bulgaria's Gregor Dimitrov. He took the world number 3 to a deciding set in the quarterfinals before falling 6-3, 6-7, 6-4. That's the latest sport powered by TalkSport.
That's the latest sport powered by TalkSport. And, well, hello, welcome along. It's a Friday, isn't it? Shall we do some sort of programme? I rather think we should.
Talk Radio.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some amazing six-month half-price winter deals to warm you up. For only £5 a month, you can get a SIM-only deal with 1 gigabyte of data, 500 minutes and 5,000 texts. Or for £8.25 a month, treat yourself to a whopping 6 gigabytes of data with 3,000 minutes and 5,000 texts. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
12-month contract, half price in months 2 to 7 only, ends January 28th. Standard UK numbers and EU roaming charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, Steve Bannon.
Being a Remainer.
It was the Scottish accent.
So what? Everyone's done that.
And a lot of people doing it, so the strength in numbers.
In the
so
gallery for outrageous naughty fruit.
They're the mushrooms that they won't put in the punnets.
Where Mark lives. But if we took, if we shelved shelves, Japanese poetry.
Age of Aquarius.
No, waves.
As in Katrina and the...
Yes.
There is quite a lot of animal news today.
That'll be fascinating as well.
Not like in Pound Saver.
I like their attitude. I think it's fine.
I think Gene isn't doing Dry January.
Toby Gillis
rubbing himself up and down one of the missiles and wrote it shouting, yee-haw.
He wanted some cauliflower cheese for tea and we said no.
Chasing freedom. Okay, here we go then.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am out to get on a journey.
See that it's nonsense. Right, good afternoon and hello, welcome along. Anyway, that's my gossip. So. That'll start it. So, hello, good afternoon, 7 minutes past 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes and... I'm John Holmes on borrowed time. And, sorry, Talk Radio. And by the way, if you are today the proud owner of a smartphone, now you've been hearing about this in the news, you were just hearing about it with Ashley, of course. And by proud smartphone owner, I mean obviously you're not proud of the way the battery doesn't last beyond lunchtime and how it'll seemingly do everything except make calls without dropping out, leading to that awkward ubiquitous nonsense where both of you call each other back at the same time and it's then engaged or it goes to voicemail because the other person's calling you just as you're calling them because the call's dropped out, right? It's at the same time. Anyway, now it turns out that the chips inside all of our equipment are knackered. That's the point of it. That's kind of what's happened. Some kind of nasty virus could get into your phone or your laptop, your iPad. If you download the wrong app or something. Let me be clear that the Talk Radio app is perfectly, perfectly safe. I mean, it doesn't work. That's why. I mean, literally, the Talk Radio app, if you try to go on it to listen to this, it comes up with just sort of service not available. People keep tweeting me that. I keep meaning to pass it on to engineering, but I keep forgetting. So the reason the Talk Radio app is safe is because it doesn't work. So you're absolutely fine trying to listen to that. That will not download anything nasty inside your telephone. Let's be very clear. But the offered advice from Apple, should you have a phone at all, is this. It's simply to take out your phone and then swear at it. And then complain to whoever's listening about how slow it bloody is after the stupid update that you didn't really want. That's the official advice from Apple about how to deal with your phone. By the way, hello. You may have heard this. I don't know whether you've heard this or not. It's in the news. People are beginning to stockpile talk radio. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yes, very much so. I don't know whether you're familiar with this story. So people who love talk radio, right, they've heard some of them, right? This is in the news, I think. But they're going to change the recipe. At some point, right? So I think it's a health issue or something. I don't know. So people are stockpiling the current recipe of Talk Radio. They're putting, like, bottles of the programmes in their attics and stuff just to keep them... for an emergency, they're saying. I think there might be a government levy on sweet, sweet radio, something like that. So they want to cut back on it. So I think the makers of Talk Radio have chosen to reduce the content. I think that's what's happened. It's like the ingredients or something. Slimming it down, giving it a new flavour, that kind of thing. There's no no set date yet, but that's you know, people are bottling programmes now. Anyway, drink of this, my friend. Talk Radio in the afternoons, news-led entertainment, 1 till 4. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And here we are, Friday, lobbing 3 hours of radio noise at you, which you'll find is shaping up quite a lot like this. Headline hijacks on the way. The news at 2 will be laced, spiked, if you like, with a made-up bit of news nonsense. We would very much like you to supply that news nonsense. It's a made-up news story. It's fake news. That's a thing. Why not join in with it? Make something up. Send it to us. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
you'd
like.
Any word you like. Just a couple of sentences. Paragraph at most. You hear your words spaked to the nation as fact at 2 o'clock. Lines are open for today's headline hijack. We'll be going through a week's worth of showbiz as well with Reese. He is a man, not just a man, but a man from Talk Sport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. And he'll be rounding up the showbiz. We have our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz for you. If you've been listening to the show since we all came back to work on Wednesday, then the things that have been happening appearing again in quiz form. Can you tell us what happened next? It tests your brand loyalty. Work experience punditry for a Friday means we look at films for the weekend for you. Zoe is on the way. She's our work experience. That's what she's doing. There's the big debate at 3. We'll bring you all of the current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. A man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hi, Con.
Hello.
And as that lift travels downwards through the building, he will be reading out all of the text we've got from the haters and the abusers. Rather than ignore it, report it or block it, no. We read it out loud in the lift as it travels downwards. A feature we call Con Descending. There's still time to hate the programme or me, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
you'd
like.
Live music coming to you in the last half an hour of the programme, courtesy of a busker we have dragged in from the streets. Just to serenade you into the weekend. We'll be talking plastic cup levies. We'll be talking flawed microchips in your gadgetry. Oh, and much more besides. Let's find out who's on the programme. Chloe's back after the New Year Christmas break. Hi, Chloe. Hi there, Chloe. Chloe, hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Chloe. Woo. Yeah. Hi, Katie. Hi there, Katie's on the buttons. Ashley's got the news. Cornelius is here. Hello,
hi,
Cornelius.
John.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Not only Happy New Year,
yeah.
John. Happy National Whipped Cream Day.
Is it now?
Yeah, of course it is. I never miss it on the 5th of January every year.
All right.
National Whipped Cream Day.
What'd you do to celebrate that? Don't tell us.
It's celebrated.
I want to know
on the
what you do.
Aaron S. Lappin. One of the founders.
Of whipped cream?
Apparently.
Great. There we go. Now, big story. That's right, there is one. We're going to be discussing it in quite the detail. But how do we get there? I'll tell you how we get to the big song. The big story with the big song. The big song, though, gives you the clues to the big story. Little play-along lunchtime quiz for you. Figure it out, if you can, from this.
Takes a long time. The odor of all prison food takes a long time to pass you by. Day upon day of this one.
There we go. That is, of course, Belle and Sebastian, the boy with the Arab strap. But, as ever, the question remains, how does it link to today's big story? Somehow it does. Is it the title of the song, The Boy with the Arab Strap, or is it Belle and Sebastian? Belle and Sebastian. Which and how does it link to a story at the moment? Cornelius, do you want to have a guess at it? I mean, it's a story that's from the news. Belle and Sebastian.
Is it?
Yes.
About Donald Trump.
In what sense?
In the way you're pronouncing that song.
Yes. No, but no. He hasn't got an Arab strap.
Oh yeah, you're right.
He doesn't like Arabs.
Sure. Is it something to do with Arabs? Is something going
No.
Is it Stephen Fry stepping down as a...
host of the BAFTAs?
Yes.
No.
I don't know what it is.
It's not that story about that place that wanted to change its name either. You know, the street this week, Bell End.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was wondering.
If it was that, because of Bell and Sebastian.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's to do with the song title, The Boy with the Arab Strap. Strap, what has straps?
All sorts.
Well, boys, as we just learned.
Yeah.
What else has a strap?
Belts.
Yes. It's bras. Bras have straps. Yeah, what else do bras have?
Boobs.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Cups.
Yes!
Oh!
There you go. What's the news story today? A levy on plastic cups! There we go. Coffee chains have been told that there will be a ban on cups, possibly within 5 years. These are the disposable plastic cups they give you your coffee in, of course, of the morning. They are a problem because of the plastic. They're hard to dispose of. The MPs have gathered an inquiry together and don't think they're doing enough. So what are they going to do about it? Charge us 25p extra to take away our coffee in said cups. That's what. How much of a problem are they? Why aren't the coffee companies doing as much as they possibly should? We're going to be finding out all about it next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Hey there, hot stuff. It's the January sales. Time to buy some of the same old rubbish you usually get in the sales, like this discount dumbbell set. It'll look great in 6 months as a fancy doorstop. Bargain.
Well, not this year. With the O2 Stuff You Actually Want sale, you can save up to £230 on the Samsung Galaxy S8. To get yours, visit o2.co.uk. Limited time only. O2, more for you.
And 7th of February, saving applied as a monthly discount over 24 months, subject to availability, status and credit check, 18 plus. Terms apply.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Halls from £9.50. Hall, yeah!
Pick up the sun and start collecting tomorrow. T's and C's apply.
Cause since you've been sold, dun, 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 I can't breathe for the first time. I'm still moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want since you've been sold.
eBay. Snap it, list it, sell it. The easy way to make room for the new you. Download the app and start selling now. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Kent, the A249 near Sittingbourne is still closed southbound between the Bobbing roundabout and the Key Street roundabout for emergency repair works. Delays in the West Midlands on the M5 southbound towards Junction 1 at West Bromwich approaching the roadworks section. In Manchester, the M60 has a lane blocked clockwise just before Junction 15 for the Swinton interchange where a van's broken down. And in South Lanarkshire, the M74 northbound has the exit closed at Junction 13 for Abington after a serious accident from earlier, but traffic looks to be coping fairly well. I'm Alan Joyce.
Now TV presents For the Love of Commuting. Here's to roadworks, tailbacks and lengthy diversions. Here's to guys in flash cars who think they own the road. And here's to kids on buses playing grime through tinny speakers. Because without commuter craziness, it wouldn't feel so wonderful to get home to brilliant box sets on Now TV, like the award-winning Big Little Lies and Jack Whitehall's Bounty Hunters. Stream over 250 box sets and brighten your nights with Now TV. 18 plus, month passes auto renew, terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. You are, of course, listening to Talk Radio, and it's time to talk about today's big story. So first they came for our plastic bags, and now it's our cups. Today we learn that MPs are calling for a 25 pence charge on takeaway coffee that could see disposable cups banned within around 5 years. That's what they're saying anyway. 2.5 billion takeaway coffee cups are used and then lobbed carelessly away each year. That, they say, this is a statistic, that's enough coffee cups to stretch around the world 5.5 times... or 2.5 times around the waist of anybody who drank more than 3 Starbucks eggnog lattes over Christmas. The message then is this: take your own cup to your usual coffee outlet. Other options include lying on the barista's counter and getting them to dispense hot caffeine directly into your mouth, thereby bypassing the need for a receptacle altogether, or get them to pour it into your cupped hands. A bonus, really, to warm them in this chilly weather, although, of course, the resulting burns will place a burden on an already stretched NHS. But that's a small price to pay for cups. In truth, there's been a government inquiry. The result of that is that coffee shops are sort of, they've got a problem and they're not doing enough about it. Coffee shops say they are, MPs say it's not enough. What are they doing? What is the problem? Is it the end for the cup upon which Starbucks misspell your name? On the line, Hugo Tagholm is the CEO of Surfers Against Sewage. It's a campaign group. They're against beach pollution, and rightly so, talking about plastic-free coastlines, and run a campaign against single-use plastic. So who better to talk to? Hugo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Very good to talk to you. So you presumably saw this story today. You imagine you were across it a while ago, but and are quite pleased by this as a plan.
Absolutely. As your introduction says, this follows on from the very successful 5 pence plastic bag charge,
yeah,
which has been fantastic for the public and fantastic for the environment. Just that small incentive has already, in 1 year, reduced the circulation of plastic bags by 9 billion. So that's protecting our beaches, protecting our streets, protecting our countryside from that plastic pollution. And we can do the same with coffee cups. over 500,000 coffee cups are littered every single day in this country, and we can do much better than that. We can stop the flow of these items of litter, this single-use plastic, into our environment with things like this levy on coffee cups.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, going back to that plastic bag thing, I'm surprised it's worked so well. I mean, obviously we're all pleased it has, but when they announced it, it was a case of going, well, it's just 5p, will people bother just to chuck it onto the shopping? Doesn't matter, does it? But it absolutely, it's worked. Why do you think that is?
It makes a huge impact, and it's that sort of legislation, these sorts of decisions, that can drive the behaviour change that we need to see to protect our environment from plastic pollution. That 5p trial has reduced plastic bag usage by 83%, over 9 billion in just a year, which is phenomenal for our beaches, phenomenal for our environment. And actually, people have loved it. They, you know, they will see an overnight success from no 5p plastic bag charge to the next day with everyone with their reusable Hessian and hemp bags and all of these things. And let's hope we can see the same with coffee cups, that people are taking their own coffee cups to the shops and avoiding the single-use coffee cups that we currently have. We're addicted to these single-use items, and we've got to wean ourselves off, and certainly before any potential ban might come in.
But what are Starbucks going to misspell your name on now? I mean, that's, well, you've got to think about the people who can't spell names. What about them?
Well, maybe you can write your own name on your own reusable cup, and so they can sense. You can bypass that. But you know, we welcome this charge, and it's something that actually couples with what the Environmental Audit Committee are also recommending, which is that the manufacturers need to actually invest in the most recyclable products. And if they do that, then they'll be taxed less heavily. And if they have very unrecyclable things, they'll be taxed more heavily. And that's the right thing to do. We need more producer responsibility as well as individual responsibility.
Why is the charge? Because 25p seems quite a lot. 5p didn't ever seem like a lot, did it? Really? But as you say, it worked. But 25p seems like a lot to pass on to the consumer. Should it not be the companies that are swallowing up the cost of this?
Well, as I say, as part of the recommendations, there's already a part which is pushing the companies to invest in the most recyclable products. And so they'll be taxed less heavily for that, and more heavily for the currently fairly hard to recycle products that they put in the consumer's hands. And what the EAC concluded was that consumers are actually much more responsive to a charge rather than a discount. Because you can already get a discount in many of the high street coffee shops, but actually only 1 to 2% of people currently take those shops up on that offer. So the charge is a better way to drive really positive behaviour change with the public and make sure that we can all do the right thing to protect our streets, protect our countryside and protect our beaches.
And when these cups are at the current, you know, levels that you're talking about, and that figure, I mean, I wasn't even joking about that figure, they do say it's enough in a year to stretch 5.5 times round the world. And when people do throw them carelessly, you know, thoughtlessly, of course we do, because that's, you know, we're all sort of catching up, really. But when they get thrown in a bin, what happens? Do they just go to standard landfill? Or do they get semi-recycled at the moment? Because we're sort of told things are recyclable, but it turns out that's not as true as we thought.
Yeah, well, sadly, virtually none of our coffee cups currently get recycled. Most of them, in fact, all of them are really incinerated or landfilled and sometimes exported for recycling. But far too few, a tiny fraction of a percent, are actually recycled into any new products. And so this levy will also help create a fund to generate the new systems to recycle and as it were, wean ourselves away from this single-use lifestyle that we're all, you know, all too familiar with. And it's something that we've been driving forward with our plastic-free community project. And, of course, coffee cups have a plastic lining in them.
Yeah.
And it's these single-use plastic items that we really need to get away from, because we use them for a number of seconds in our lives, or maybe a few minutes, and then they last for hundreds of years in our environment, polluting not just this generation's environment, but future generations. And we need to protect the future of this planet and this planet's children.
And it's a hot topic at the moment, given Blue Planet, as I'm sure you know well across, with all of the stuff David Attenborough was talking about on that. In terms of because we're talking about people taking in their own cups. A lot of people do that. You know, you see people queuing up with their own cups and this kind of stuff already. What's the message going to be there? Is it a case of, like with you were talking about the Hessian bags, is there going to be a sort of drive to say, all right, you're the sort of, you go and get your coffee in the morning, you must take a cup with you? So that's where the market is going to be. There's going to be an explosion in the take your own cup market.
Well, absolutely. If you can take your own refillable coffee cup, that's a good thing. And then you'll pay less for your coffee. And of course, you don't really want their throwaway cup. You only want the coffee that's in it. Yeah. So it makes sense for you and it makes sense for the environment. So this is a good thing to drive the behavior change that society needs to see. The more we can wean ourselves off this plastic addiction, these short-term single-use items that we don't really want or need, the better it will be in the long term for our environment.
All right, Hugo, listen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Hugo Tagholm. He's the CEO of Surfers Against Sewage. They're talking about this 25 pence levy, the latte levy, as they're calling it, today on coffee cups. Runs a campaign against single-use plastic as well. Right, in the next bit of the programme, here's what's on the way. We will be looking at a week's worth of showbiz, but we'll be doing it with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. And we will be bringing you today's headline hijack. Made up news for the 2 p.m. bulletin. But at 1:30 is Ashley with the very latest headlines. Talk
Radio. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has called for the parole board to reconsider its decision to release a serial sex offender from prison. John Warboys, who was a cab driver in the capital, was jailed in 2009 for assaulting 12 women, but he's suspected of attacking over 100. Police and rail staff who helped victims of the Manchester Arena bombing are being honoured for their extraordinary acts of bravery. A ceremony is taking place in the city after the terror attack, which claimed 22 lives in May. A group of MPs want a 25p extra charge on disposable coffee cups to pay for improved recycling. The UK throws away 2.5 billion of them every year. Mary Cray heads up the Environmental Audit Committee, who want to kickstart a recycling revolution.
It's about just making people stop and think and think, hang on a minute, I can actually do something different. The plastic bag charge has made us more environmentally conscious, and they're not content to be sold these things anymore. So we want to put pressure on the coffee companies to switch their logistics chains over. Yep.
Graham Norton is the favourite to take over hosting the BAFTA Film Awards. Stephen Fry is stepping down after more than a decade, saying it was a privilege, but after 12, felt only right to hand over the baton. A petition calling for Iron Brew to remain the same has been signed by over 20,000 people following the news that the iconic Scottish drinks recipe is changing. From later this month, its sugar content will be halved before a new tax on sugary drinks kicks in. Its makers AG Barr insist most people won't be able to tell the difference. But Ryan Allen from AIR, who started the petition, has told Talk Radio he isn't happy.
I know it sounds strange, but it's something that we can all be proud of. It's really part of our culture. It's been around since roughly 1900, so it's about a 117-year-old recipe that's had little to no change. To do this and to bend under pressures for a kind of nanny state legislation, it's just ruining it for us.
And it's going to be rainy and cold with some sunny spells, thunder possible later with snow in Scotland with highs of 9. There's more news in half an hour.
Traditionally made in Scotland from batter and heroin!
Oh my God.
I'm not sure that's actually what's
no,
in there.
No, perhaps not.
I'm fairly sure that's not what they're making.
No,
we have checked.
Yeah, I checked the bottle.
Checked the ingredients and there was no batter nor heroin in there.
It might taste as good as that though.
Yeah, it's quite Moorish, but not that more, not that much. Ashley's with us today doing news.
Hello.
Hi, Ashley. Headline hijack's on the way.
Yes.
So this, for those the new listeners that we have, to explain to them, is where Ashley does the news just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at 2 o'clock, one of the stories will be absolute nonsense. A completely made up lie by you, and you can send them to us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Write a couple of lines or a paragraph at most of fake news, and then Ashley will read it out as fact to the nation. It's there really to confuse the people not paying attention to this
yes.
bit. Or those that have popped out for lunch or whatever.
I'm quite nervous, to be honest, about this. I don't know how this is gonna go.
Well it's been fine ever since, you know. It's gone fine.
Okay.
You know, the world has not stopped turning, but
good.
I know it's your first go.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Ashley.
It'll be all right.
It's all going to be fine. So, yeah, that's on the way. So the lines are open for it. Also, we will bring you the showbiz, as I mentioned, with Reese, who's on the way as well. He's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses and jet-lagged antipodeans.
G'day, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
There will be security there in case people are unable to control themselves.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon to you. Dave's been on, actually. He's texted the station on a social media platform, and he's written this. Coffee shops. This is a way to solve the disposable cup issue that we were just talking about from the news today. Attach a piece of plastic, elastic, it's not plastic, elastic to the bottom of every plastic cup. So, yes. Yeah. So once you've finished your drink, it just
let go,
pings back and can be washed and reused. Now, there'd have to be, I suppose, a limit on how far you could travel. So it might mean you were only going to the coffee shop near where you work or whatever it might be, because the elastic would only stretch so far. Yeah, you couldn't really get a coffee and get on a bus. Well, you could, but then the elastic would be stretching too far, I think. But that's not a bad idea, is it? I mean, there'd be a lot of crossed bits of elastic and a lot of pinging.
But I think it's the best idea that's been put forward so far. It's great to see so many people. Dave has put so much thought into this.
Yeah, I think that's good. Do you remember? You won't remember this because you're five, but the program Top Cat.
I know Top Cat.
Okay.
The most sensational.
Yes.
And Alex Dibble was in it. It was his father, Officer Dibble.
Officer Dibble, that's right. Dibble.
Dibble.
Do you remember the opening credits of Top Cat?
Yeah.
It was called Boss Cat originally.
Really?
I think Boss Cat was a cat food, so they had to change the name. Anyway, it doesn't. But there was a bit with Officer Dibble in that where. Was it with Officer? Either way, one of the cats in the alley had a coin, and he gave a coin to the. But it was on elastic, is my point. It's the Top Cat model that Dave is going for with plastic coffee cups. Anyway, if you've got a way to solve the plastic coffee cup problem, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And so, to made-up news. Headline hijack. That's right. I've already explained what it is, so I'm not going to do it again. Suffice to say, we are very much open to your examples of fake news. Donald Trump, he has organised... Well, he might have gone a bit off the boil with it now, because he's got a bit bogged down in this whole book of revelations about life inside the White House thing. But overall, there is... your opportunity here to get onto national radio, or your words at least, the words that you've put in the order that makes a sentence of fake news. Let's see what's been coming in so far. Cornelius, what have you got?
How about this from Nathaniel?
Yes.
Who says that?
Yes.
Where is it? Where's Nathaniel's one? Here we go. Toby Young's first action as the government's new higher education watchdog has been to suggest that only the prettiest people are allowed to apply for the top universities. The controversial appointment tweeted that he thinks anyone trying to get into the top unis should be, quote, at least an 8 if we really want to show off our best and brightest.
Thank you. Who was that from?
Nathaniel.
Now this is interesting from Barry. Sausages could have their title of best breakfast item of 2017 revoked.
Nah.
Yes, after evidence of hacking. Now this is presumed to have originated in Russia, of course. Now I don't know whether the what does it say? Interference with the best breakfast poll. The board behind the Best Breakfast Item Award said they're shocked by the findings and they're going to launch a full review, make sure the deserved winner gets the prestigious prize. I'm not sure whether the Russians are accused of interfering with the poll or with our sausages. I'm not sure. I mean, there's clearly been interference in the full set breakfast. I think we know about that.
Yes, I think it would be easier to hack a poll than it would be to a sausage.
A hack a sausage?
Yeah.
Well... Well, I don't know. I mean, you could infiltrate. Technically, you could as a Russian, you could infiltrate a British sausage.
Yeah.
With Russian pig.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Send
couldn't
over
you?
Some undercover pigs.
Yeah. Just drop some Russian.
Paint some dogs pink. And say they're pigs.
Right.
And then there you go. There's your interference.
What, sausage dog.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And that's where we get the word sausage dog. Right. God, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. It was a struggle, but we got there in the end. Anyway, your chance to make up the news. Come on. Come on, the lines are open. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So that's on the way, as is today's Showbiz Roundup. It's a Friday, a week's worth of showbiz brought to you by a man from Talk Sport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Start 2018 at TradePoint. Buy a DeWalt XR Lithium Ion Combi Drill with two 1.5 amp batteries and a DeWalt 45-piece screwdriver set, all for just £85. Hurry, offer ends 7th of January. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
Ford's new fraud scrappage scheme has been extended to include cars registered before the 31st of December 2010, and we've even included a new model, the tough Ford Ranger. You could save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended on-the-road price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford car. New year. New Ford? Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2010. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model or to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 1st of January to 31st of March 2018 and register from 1st of January to the 30th of September 2018. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
Go, come on!
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win a million.
A million pounds?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun 6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me!
Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6.
Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Kent, the A249 near Sittingbourne is still closed southbound between the Bobbing roundabout and the Key Street roundabout for emergency repair works. Delays in the West Midlands on the M5 southbound towards Junction 1 at West Bromwich approaching the roadworks section. In Manchester, the M60 has a lane blocked clockwise just before Junction 15 for the Swinton interchange where a van's broken down. And in South Lanarkshire, the M74 northbound has the exit closed at Junction 13 for Abington after a serious accident from earlier, but traffic looks to be coping fairly well. I'm Alan Joyce.
Now TV presents For the Love of Commuting. Here's to roadworks, tailbacks and lengthy diversions. Here's to guys in flash cars who think they own the road. And here's to kids on buses playing grime through tinny speakers. Because without commuter craziness, it wouldn't feel so wonderful to get home to brilliant box sets on Now TV, like the award-winning Big Little Lies and Jack Whitehall's Bounty Hunters. Stream over 250 box sets and brighten your nights with Now TV. 18 plus, month passes auto renew, terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Momentarily, we'll go through the showbiz for you. However, there is the small matter, of course, of the news. Now, we've been talking a lot about disposable plastic cups, of course. 25p levy on them. That's what the government is saying. Within 5 years, they could well be banned altogether. The plan is that you go into Starbucks, Costa, whatever it might be, whatever your... other Starbucks are available, usually about 5 yards from the last one. And you lie on the counter while the barista simply pours hot caffeine directly into your open mouth, thereby dispensing with the need for a receptacle altogether. Hot caffeine.
Pure caffeine.
Pure caffeine into your mouth, because coffee is also made of plastic. But the caffeine is recyclable, so they're just going to chuck that directly down your throat. Now, it will cause burns, but, on an already stretched NHS, as I say. But that's a small price to pay for the problem of plastic. And that's, there we go. Hence plastic surgeons. So, they should get rid of them.
Yeah, they should.
They're not recyclable, are they?
Anyone with plastic surgery.
So yeah, get rid of that.
They'll only end up in the sea on holiday. 25... They're always on holiday, seeing the gossip max.
Yeah, 25p yes. surcharge per boob. That's what they should bring in for people who want plastic surgery. And plastic surgeons themselves, obviously, you always, you know...
Enablers.
Yes. And also, how many turtles have you seen in the sea, like with a plastic surgeon stuck in their beak? Like, loads. So, you know, you've got to think about this, isn't it? Don't be a plastic surgeon, be a recyclable kind. Perhaps made of Hessian or something, a Hessian surgeon. Anyway, just some... And it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, it's all right, Cornelius. Neither can the turtle. Because we're here to help. We analyse the news here using short-form Oriental verse. Of course, you know that by now. It's the news in haikus.
UK car sales drop. That fire in Liverpool should get those numbers up.
The news in haikus. A lot of suggestions, by the way, and thank you for them, coming in for the plastic cup solving problem. This is from Mad Tyke in York. What about if each coffee cup bursts into flames after a certain time limit, say 5 minutes? Then, simply, you've got 5 minutes to drink your coffee. The coffee, the cup then bursts into flames and just blows away on the wind.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Quite a good idea, isn't it? Isaac said, edible cups. And then he's Googled it and they're real. So, that's a thing. And Andy is very pleased and happy with a barista pouring hot caffeine directly into your mouth, as long as they have a health and safety sign up behind the counter that says, caution, your mouth may contain hot fluid. Yeah. Too many jokes. Right, so, let's, speaking of murky, let's delve into showbiz and a roundup of a week's worth of it, because Reese is here. Always glad to see Reese, of course. Welcome, Reese.
Hi.
A man from TalkSport knows nothing of showbiz, has no interest in it, but yet brings it anyway to the yard.
Drags it in. Drags it in from outside.
So it's a new year, new showbiz, or same old?
It's still as bad as it was, if I'm honest. Yeah. It's still along the lines of Peter Crouch and Abby Clancy give their baby a normal name. That's literally a headline.
Wow.
This was the first story that came to me. The model welcomed her third child with husband Peter on Wednesday. They put up on Instagram a nice black and white photo of the child saying, baby Johnny Crouch.
Johnny Crouch.
They already have Sophia and Liberty. Liberty, not so normal. Sophia, you know, pretty fine.
Yeah.
But, Johnny. They've called their new baby Johnny.
Okay. That's all right, isn't it? I don't mind
that. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
And that's absolutely should be headline news.
Yeah.
Because
do you reckon?
It's so important in the world to know what a footballer and a whatever Abby Clancy is name their child, isn't it?
I quite like the fact that this is a news article, because you do get sick of, like, oh, celebrities named their child, like, Kiwi or something.
Apple and... Apple was Chris Staple. Martin, wasn't it? Chris what Martin. Was... Kanye West's...
Northwest.
And, oh, yeah.
Go Northwest.
West. Yeah. Go West.
Yeah.
Fred. Yeah. Yeah. So it's nice. I think they're, in a way, counteract... Like, counter.
It's counterculture.
Yeah, yeah. So I quite like that. Oh. I like how the papers are giving fair dealing to all sides of this story.
Yeah. All right.
I'd have preferred it if they called him Grant. Because who calls a baby Grant? here's my baby Grant.
My... You can have a student.
You're going to know someone.
Student grant, I suppose.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
My daughter came home from school yesterday. So first day back at school was yesterday, that's right, Thursday.
Yep.
5 years old. She came home and she said, what news of school? And she said, first her tooth came out.
Oh, cool.
Not in a fight. I mean, you know.
That is big news.
Naturally. So your tooth fairy time, that was last night. But anyway.
Yep.
And the news to her was, right, she said, Daddy, there's a new boy in my class. Right, yeah. He's called... She went, he's called. And I was like, well, God, this is going to be good. What is it? And she went, Stephen. She doesn't know anyone called Stephen. She'd never heard the name Stephen before.
Fair enough.
She thought it was hilarious. And that's because in her generation, right? Is all it, the kids off, have weird it? Names, don't they? So yeah, the name Stephen isn't given to kids anymore. So this is the first Stephen she's ever met. She thought it was hilarious. She thinks apple and peaches and kiwi are fine.
Yeah.
Stephen had her laughing for ages.
Can you imagine how much she would have laughed if they spelt with a PH?
It is!
It is spelt with a PH. There you go. There you go then.
Yeah, and it's spelt with a PH, anyway.
One of my best mates has got that. We called him Stefan for years. Bant is what we used to call that before that got that stuff got out.
Lord, thing you did. Can't do that. All right, no. Good. All right, great showbiz. What else?
Honey G.
Apparently, yeah. See, there's one. Yeah,
we should have left her in 2016 or was it some 2015? I think 2016. Yeah. Honey G looks unrecognisable, and I put in brackets literally doesn't, as she's given a sensational literally isn't makeover for some TV show.
Wow.
You know what they've done? They've put her in grown-up clothes. Taken her hat off and her sunglasses off and put some makeup on her, and apparently she looks unrecognisable, which a lot of these articles have in them, is that they have people who have gone from, say, brunette hair to blonde hair,
yeah,
and they look instantly unrecognisable. If they made her up and to look like me, yeah, fair enough, she's unrecognisable, but you can see that this is literally the same woman with slightly different clothes on. So I think unrecognisable is pushing it.
Yeah. Now, Honey G, remind us, she was Britain's Got Talent?
X-Factor novelty X-Factor. Rapper.
X-Factor, yeah. Okay.
When they had novelty acts and when people watch the X-Factor.
Right. I was going to say, they not do that anymore. I haven't watched since.
No, they tried taking themselves seriously this year, apparently.
Oh, that'll do.
I didn't see any of it.
Yeah.
And they, like, let the artists write their own songs.
Imagine doing that. Imagine doing that, taking all the fun out of something and making it all serious. It would do that.
But this doesn't make sense, because Honey G's character, she largely looks like she's wearing a big baseball cap, yep, and massive sunglasses, so you don't see what she looks like, really. No. She's wearing a lot of facial amenities.
Amenities?
Yes. So, of course she looks unrecognisable.
I can't remember what Honey... I didn't watch it, so I don't really know.
She said it feels weird because I never leave my house without sunglasses, which is probably something she should take up with an optician.
Yeah.
at this stage.
Yeah.
If it's like midwinter and it's sort of raining sideways and she's still thinking, I better get the sunglasses on, it's probably a sensitivity issue that needs to be raised with a specialist somewhere.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
I would have thought so as well, yeah. It's weird about wearing sunglasses all the time, isn't it? Because some people wear them indoors.
Yeah.
Now, some people can carry that off.
No, yeah, yeah.
Others really can't, right? So it's like, you know, Noel Gallagher, right? Mm. Recently interviewed. Yeah. Right, I saw by our colleagues at Virgin Radio downstairs, mm-hmm, on video, but it was done indoors.
Yeah,
right. Mm. But he's sitting there just wearing sunglasses. But he can sort of get away with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, they're the Lennon glasses as well, the round ones.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I've interviewed Noel Gallagher many times, and he's never worn sunglasses. So I don't know whether it's because he was on camera or something. I don't know what that was about. But obviously, when on the radio, he doesn't. That's not happened before. So But he looks cool. He can do it. Bono. Yeah. Sort of does, but now Bono's gone just tint now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So you can kind of see his eyes all the time. But a lot of people just can't carry that off at all.
No.
And that would be one of them.
Definitely one of them. Right. She's definitely one of them.
My friends have a go at me for wearing sunglasses on the underground.
Why would you do that?
I just think they look cool.
Well, on you, yes, because at the end of the day, your eyes look weird. Right. So they look in different directions. So. Is one of the lenses from your sunglasses around the side of your head where your eye is? Like Sid the Sloth and the DVD Ice Age?
No,
okay.
Because
yeah, that's what it looks like. Anyway. What else have you got there, Reese?
We've got Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, it's back, isn't it?
Yeah, I've just got here. Meh. John Barnes is in it.
I thought it was all women.
It was all women.
There's more men going in, isn't there?
Yeah, it was all women to commemorate 100 years of the suffragettes.
Yes, as we said the other day, to commemorate that, they've locked some women in a house.
Not even that. They're now continuing that by, they've put Dapper Laughs in.
What?
Yeah, Dapper Laughs
is in there. You remember
from his jokes.
From jokes which very much contributed to a large rape culture.
So
they put him in as well.
Sensible thing to do.
Yeah, they did.
Wow. So that's where... Okay. Yeah, he's gone in with John Barnes.
Yeah, John Barnes he's announced that he's going in, and he said, my wife's very supportive. It's not like it's Love Island or anything. Can you imagine John Barnes on Love Island at this stage? It's this form of John Barnes as well.
I can't...
He is a big one.
He's a big lad now.
He's put on the...
he's a unit.
He's stopped training.
I respect sports people when they do that, because they spent a lot of their career, you know, really honing their bodies... Mm. And maybe not so much his generation of footballer. They're all drunk and smoke quite a lot. But but they were still quite, you know, maintained their figure. When you see sports people, they go, "Oh, he's grown, hasn't he?" He's just like, "Of course he has. He's retired."
Ricky Hatton. Came in here.
I think the problem with Ricky Hatton was he did it between fights, so he wasn't even retired. He wasn't even retired, and he put on 2 stone. And he seemed to do it in a week. That's quite an impressive weight gain as well. That was some serious Guinness.
I admire the man.
Was he big when he came in, Ricky Hatton? I can't remember.
He was, yeah.
I don't think he was as big as he has been,
but he was still, you know.
Yeah, he goes up and down. Really. Does.
Nazim Hamid is another one. Hamid is another one who's a really big boy now, but he was like tiny when he was boxing.
Yeah. But I think Con's right. I think absolutely. Yeah. Right,
fair,
you're just stopping. Fair play. Let you go and have a donut. Mm. Absolutely. Who else is in the Big Brother house then? Because I'm really kept up with it.
I have the lineup: Anne Widdecombe, Malika.
Because she's well known for her feminist stance on things like LGBT, isn't she?
No.
Malika. Did she vote against gay marriage? No. Yes.
Yeah.
I think
she's really religious.
So. Well done, Anne. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in there. Malika Hack. And
what?
Her claim to being in there is she is an associate of one of the Kardashians. That is her thing. Rachel Johnson, Boris's daughter's in there. Ashley James is in
there. Sister, is it?
Is it sister?
Sister?
Was it daughter? Is it
Rachel Johnson is
Rachel Johnson's
Boris's
sister.
Sister.
Yeah.
Okay, I got daughter here for some reason.
Well, to be fair, you know, but given Boris Johnson's sort of, you know, reputation, it could be.
It's not. It's his sister.
Okay,
just his sister.
Just to be clear.
There's another girl in there. I'm just trying to find her name. Jess Impiazza. Whose first accolade, like, you know, they say sort of John Barnes, former Watford and Liverpool, Anne Widdecombe, terrible person or whatever it was. her first thing was literally Jess Impiazza and then her date of birth. It said Jess Impiazza, born March 1989. I thought, that's harsh.
That's all
it was
she's
a
got.
Historical day.
Wow.
Former ex of Charlie Sheen and Callum Best, apparently.
Really?
Yep.
Great.
People she used to date being her claim to fame.
Fame, right. All right, well, thanks, Reese.
No worries.
For bringing I think we're all up to date for 2018 now. What an opening
great.
Week
what
that
start.
Was.
What a start.
Thank you, good. Reese there with a man from TalkSport. He knows nothing of showbiz and cares little for it anyway. Thank you very much indeed. Good to see you. Now, in the next bit of the programme, let's find out what's going on. Well, you might have heard all about the gadget that you own being open to flaws. This is the chips inside them are open to hacking, we learn. This includes Apple iPhones, Macs, iPads, that kind of thing. Apple have issued a statement about it today. It's all about downloading the wrong app, which maybe contain malicious software. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that after the news at 2 o'clock. We've got an end of the week quiz for you, testing your brand loyalty to the programme. Work experience punditry. Our work experience Joe will be reviewing some films for us for the weekend. Big debate at 3. A man called Con. Hi, Con.
Hello.
We'll be in a lift reading out aloud all of the texts and tweets we've got from the haters over the past 5 days. As the lift travels downwards through the building, we call the feature condescending. We also have live music for you to take you into the weekend. And, of course, Headline Hijack is next. We need somebody with a made-up news story to hijack the headlines and find themselves broadcast as actual truth fact to the nation. Very shortly indeed. Cornelius, who's today's Headline Hijack?
Eamon.
From?
His home is in Belfast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome, Eamon. You are today's hijacker. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
From now until the 15th of January, we're launching the Vauxhall New Year Sale event with up to 20% off list price on a shiny new Vauxhall. Yep, that's right. A whopping 20% off, so you really can enjoy a happy new year. To find out more, search Vauxhall New Year Sale on selected models across the range registered by 31st of January 2018 at participating retailers from 26th of December to 15th of January. Offer not available in conjunction with 0% flexible finance, flexible PCP or a deposit contribution. Full terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/newyearsale.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on. Come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
And ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At two. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Ashley with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, backlash after decision to release rapist cabbie, Manchester Bravery honoured, and coffee cup levy could increase recycling.
Talk Radio.
We may never know why a serial rapist is being released from prison after less than a decade inside. The head of the parole board has said the law restricts him from disclosing the reason John Warboys is being let out. He's suspected of attacking over 100 women. MP for Moray, Douglas Ross, feels most for the victims.
There are issues about the decision that's been taken to release him, the decision that women who were victims were not informed. There's so much about this case that every time you read something new about it, it gets worse and worse, and for the victims, it must be appalling.
Staff who saved victims' lives from the Manchester Arena terror attack are being praised for their actions. Dozens of workers have been recognised in a commendation ceremony. 22 people were killed when a bomb was detonated at a concert last May. We could soon be bringing our own cups to coffee shops to avoid a 25p levy. MPs are calling for the latte levy to tackle the mountain of waste dumped each year. Mary Cray heads up the Environmental Audit Committee, who want to kickstart a recycling revolution.
We're seeing 500,000 of these cups a day littered, chucked out of car windows. And so basically we want consumers to be nudged into doing the right thing, bringing their own reusable cups in and keeping a cup in their car that they can wash out when they get home and refill.
The government's confusing message about diesel car pollution is being blamed for a significant drop in sales. They were down by 17%, while total car sales decreased by 5.7% in 2017. Hackers may be able to get into your phone after Apple says all iPhones, iPads and Macs are affected by two major bugs in computer chips. The tech company is now racing to fix them over fears they could allow hackers to steal data.
Thank you very much indeed, Ashley. We are going to be talking more about that in some quite some detail momentarily. Now, we need to talk about bonus news as well,
yes.
Ashley, because at 3.30, you know as well as I do, that bulletin was, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, about 2 minutes, yeah.
And that's not enough time to cover off everything in the world.
No, that's true.
I mean, far from it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we bring you is a bonus news feature whereby Ashley today will be covering other things off. Animal, vegetable and mineral. That's sort of everything.
Okay.
Today, because we do it on consecutive days, today it's mineral news.
Okay.
So everything that's happening in the world of minerals...
Right, alright.
..will be reported, of course, at 3.30 in its own special section of bonus news.
Ah, I look forward to it.
Yeah, well, you know, so do we. but you've got to bring it to us, so it's all kind of balls in your court.
It's a listener's favourite as well.
It is a listener's favourite.
You'll be happy to know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, no pressure.
No pressure at all. I'll make sure that happens.
That's at 3.30. Ashley, thank you very much indeed. Weather now, of course, weather. There's weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Well, it's going to be rainy and cold today with some sunny spells. Thunder possible later with snow in Scotland with highs of 9.
Thanks very much indeed. And now here's the pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
John Howick, good afternoon. It's widely reported Ross Barkley is on the verge of a £15 million move to Chelsea. It's understood the Everton midfielder had a medical with the Premier League champions last night and will now finalise personal terms. Arsene Wenger stands by comments made about refereeing decisions which have got him into trouble with the FA.
Basically nothing has changed. I'm in England for 21 years. I try to serve this game with honesty, integrity, and when I have something to say, I say it. And on that front, nothing will change, never.
The Gunners' boss expressed his anger over the penalties given against them in draws with West Brom and Chelsea. Finally, another British tennis player had an injury scare ahead of the Australian Open. Carl Edmonds seemed to hurt his ankle following a fall in the deciding set of his Brisbane International quarter-final with Gregor Dimitrov. He was able to continue with heavy strapping, but he lost in three sets. That's the latest sport powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the government have set aside £87 million to ensure that all windows in the country will be shatterproof by the year 2020. The technology, which was originally developed for classroom rulers, could help save up to 30 different lives every year.
Thank you very much indeed. Ashley there with the news. This is Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Oh, that's right. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. It's 5 past the time. Still to come then, on your Friday, live music on the programme in the last half an hour as we drag a busker in from the street and invite them to perform at microphone point for us. Serenading you into the weekend. Con will be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building. He'll be reading out the haters' texts and tweets that we've received. You can still get those to us, by the way. It's still time to hate me or the show. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Then put some hate in it. Work experience punditry films for the weekend, reviewed by our work experience. That basically saves us money. The big debate at three. And so much more besides.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Say it, say it, say it, say it, say it, say it, say it now.
Ready for the floor.
I'm ready for a fall.
Hot chip, of course. So your Mac, your iPad, your iPhone are in trouble. Problems with the chips, apparently. Now, I'm not sure of the details. Well, I wasn't earlier, anyway, till I checked. I'm not very tech-savvy, it is fair to say. I sort of assumed initially it was an obesity story. They do those around this time of year, don't they? You know, that maybe that iPhones were full of chips or something and getting fatter while your phone and your Mac. I mean, they're all quite slim. That's the point, isn't it? People crave for slim phones and gadgets, and I thought maybe they got like, unhealthy chips in them, leading to an obesity crisis in tech. Size zero smartphones, probably that's unrealistic. Maybe phones should be allowed to be whatever size they like. Where are the fat phones? Plus size phones. Why do our phones strive to attain this unhealthy body image? In a statement, Apple have said that they're called Apple, though, and apples are quite healthy and thus cancels chips out. So that's the official statement. Now, having said all that, I have a feeling that it's all wrong. So let's find out what's actually going on with someone who is tech savvy. Matt Carr is a cyber security specialist and he's on the phone now. Hello, Matt.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Now, first question, because I know it says, you know, in terms of your biography, which I have here in front of me, lead pen tester.
Yeah.
Is that pen or P-E-N?
Pen.
It is pen.
Yeah.
What is a pen tester? Tell me that what a pen tester isn't just obvious.
We've all heard of Bics and stuff like that, so I just shake pens and make sure the ink works. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, what a pen tester is essentially we legally hack into systems in order to try and find vulnerabilities before the you know, bad guys do.
Yeah.
And then we spend some time writing a fancy-looking report and give it to the client. And, you know, with that, hopefully their engineering teams can go about fixing the issue, again, protecting customers, protecting information before it.
Yeah.
It becomes a risk. The vulnerability becomes a risk.
And that's what we're talking about, of course, because at the moment, we, you know, from what we hear of the headlines, but that's what headlines do, is it's sort of going, there's a risk. There's a risk of your phone being hacked. How much of a risk is it really?
Well, I mean, of course, I'm not going to downplay it and say it's not a serious issue. But I'm also not going to overhype it and say, you know, panic. I think, you know, the people that are going to be exploiting these kind of things and the targets they're going to have, they're going to have, you know, different attack vectors anyway that they can utilize. So, I don't think it's going to necessarily, you know, spring up a new type of attacker that's just going to be utilizing this vulnerability.
Yeah.
You know, your average end user on a phone, for example, Meltdown, you have to actually, you know, be able to run code on that device anyway. And in most scenarios, if you can run code on a device, and you can leverage some other kind of vulnerability or outdated software to escalate privileges and then, you know, dump memory in other ways too. I mean, you know, one of the first things you do in incident response is dump memory. But again, I'm not downplaying this and saying that this doesn't have massive implications. I think more specifically, the implications for Meltdown applied to power virtualized environments. So, you know, in simple terms, it's basically things like Docker and containers, you know, things that have been all the hype in technology. And, you know, basically the way that shares the underlying kind of physical kernel of a host, you can leak information from that underlying kernel, which also is leaking information from other containers. So
right.
This might affect especially people in cheap hosting providers where users are not separated properly through fully virtualized machines, but only through containers.
Right. I'm going to stop you there, Matt, because I'll be brutally honest. I didn't understand a word of what you just said because I've no idea about this kind of stuff.
I tried to be really kind there.
I know you did. I know. And I could hear you trying and you're thinking I'm dealing with an idiot here on the radio and he doesn't know what he's talking about. But it's sort of because I mean, you lost me at Meltdown. I mean, I know that's the name of one of the bugs, right? So the gist of this is, and again, please do help me along here, but essentially because of a flaw in the Intel chip in the phones, because that's what Apple use, it's if someone like me idiotically downloads something without checking where it's come from, it could have malicious stuff in it that can target that flaw in the chip and then use that to steal information. Is that the gist?
Yeah. I mean, Some of these vulnerabilities don't just affect Intel either. So it is ARM and AMD. So just, you know, just to not put it all on Intel. But really, you know, I liken the vulnerability to this. That imagine I could read everything you thought. You know, Matt's a horrible guy. You know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I can read your mind. You know, maybe I can even read the password as you're thinking it, as you're typing it, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, this is really what it allows you to do. But again, I mean, if you're talking about, you know, clicking on something, downloading malware, and then executing, you know, or taking advantage of this vulnerability. You know, I think even without the vulnerability, in most cases, you've still got a problem, right? Like, if you're downloading something that's executing code on your computer, it's a problem before Meltdown and before Spectre. But I think this just changes things slightly. And I'm not sure if you saw an article that I was featured in where I said, you know, to me, one of the most obvious use for cyber criminals is to leverage this to steal, you know, wallet passwords and private keys for bitcoins and other cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
Because again, it would mean that you wouldn't have to install ransomware on the computer and get the ransom. I mean, you could directly target that sensitive information through this vulnerability.
I see. Yeah. No, this is obviously the Telegraph, wasn't it, where you were talking about this kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
So look, but in terms of what we at the let's call it the thick end where I am, of what we have to do to protect ourselves. Now, is this going to be an update for people? You know, I have an iPhone. Do I have to download the latest Apple update? Is it going to be a patch for Safari? Because that's what you use to download these things. How's it, you know, what's the next step for somebody like me?
Well, yeah, I mean, for example, there is a patch and it's using something known as Kazer, which is kernel address isolation to have side channels efficiently removed, because basically this is a side channel attack. So that is coming with the update. So basically, Linux already has patches available That patch is also backported to older Linux kernel versions. A similar patch is introduced in Microsoft Windows 10. For the tech people out there, it's build 17.035. And, you know, Mac OS X and iOS have you know, similar patches. So, I mean, again, it's like your typical end user who's mostly on their smartphone, I wouldn't walk around the streets panicking. In these scenarios, as always, a good mature security model is most important, as well as a cyber incident response plan. So that's something Incendia specialize in. And, you know, that is very specific for companies. And I think if companies have these things in place, you know, it's really a non-issue. You can go about doing the things you have to do to, mitigate the risks. But if your average end user uses their smartphone, keep your things updated, maybe take a quick security awareness course, familiarize yourself with you know, important security security steps. And I'm having a mind back now with the name of the organization in the UK, but it's a government-funded organization. You know, they give out great tips for average users. So, throughout my job and my day-to-day activities, I just really see that the most issues come from not following standard security practice or best practice. So I think really, you know, that's what people should focus on and, you know, worry less about the hype around a specific vulnerability.
I would love, Matt, I would love to sit in a meeting with you because I would just be staring at you going, what? And you would be frowning at me going, this man's an idiot! What is he what? Okay, here's a question for you, right? And this is the important... This is getting to the heart of the issue, this is. This is getting right to the nub of the matter, and this is what people care about, all right? When Apple release this patch, will it be called an eye patch?
I mean, it really should. I mean, that's brilliant. The first time I heard of it. But I think I'll definitely use that internally in some reports now. You need an iPad.
It might be the only words people understand that you say. Listen, Matt, you clearly know your stuff. And if ever I have to implement a cyber incident response plan, you, Matt, are the man I am calling. Without a shadow of a doubt.
And you can find me on Twitter as well. Matthew Carr. So if anyone wants to fire any questions, my DMs are open. I'm happy to try and you know, work through things.
What a guy! What a guy, Matty. Have you ever been tempted to go rogue, Matt? Be honest.
No, actually, no. The money is too good, and the perks of the job are really quite fantastic. So it's never crossed my mind, to be honest.
Matt, pleasure talking to you, even though I didn't know what you said. Thank you very much indeed. Matt Carr, cybersecurity specialist, lead pen tester. He shakes Bix around in his spare time. Incendia. They're talking us through. I didn't understand a word he was saying, but you probably did, about this whole flawed microchip. News that we're hearing about is in all of our gadgets. Basically, download it if you're convinced it's from a safe source. That's the gist of it, I think. Anyway, look, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. There's much to come, not least today's end of the week quiz next, where we test your brand loyalty to this program. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Nissan, we've merged
three different offers
to create a bigger one.
The Nissan 321 Go offer.
With a price from $199 per month at 0% APR representative for a new Qashqai.
A promise such as 3 years warranty and RAC roadside assistance.
And a perk, like 2 years servicing. Available on Qashqai and connected with glass roof pack.
Retail customers only.
Nissan Finance. 36 monthly payments. Subject to status over 18s.
10% minimum deposit at £6,975. Optional final payment of £10,866.
Up to 3 years warranty or 60,000 miles. Certain parts and labour only.
At participating dealers.
Offer ends 2nd of April 2018.
T's and C's apply at nissan.co.uk.
Your time is now and every second counts. Register with the Open University today and you'll soon see the difference. Pick up that pay rise before picking up your degree. Get that promotion before getting to graduation. Be your future self sooner with our career-boosting courses. Visit openuniversity.co.uk before time runs out. Registration closes 11th of January. The Open University. What's stopping you?
At Wickes, our biggest ever kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from over 45 stunning styles. Book your free design appointment at wickes.co.uk.
When did you last change your mattress?
Oh, it was when we moved house, 14 years ago.
My mattress is older than my teenage daughter.
At Dreams, our experts recommend you replace your mattress every 8 years. And to help you remember, ours come with a delivered on date. So if it's time you replaced yours, get to the Dreams up to half price winter sale, where there's extra savings on mattresses and beds until Tuesday, and delivery is absolutely free. That's what Dreams are made of. T's and C's and minimum spend applies.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There are two problems on the M1 in Derbyshire. Southbound is queuing between junctions 25 and 24A towards East Midlands Airport. Two of the three lanes are closed for emergency repairs. It's also crawling northbound between junction 29A for Markham Vale and 31 at Sheffield, where one lane's been shut for repairs. The M6 in Cheshire is slow moving northbound in the roadworks between 16 for Crewe and 17 at Sandbach. And in Kent, the A249 near Sittingbourne is closed southbound from the Bobbing roundabout, and that's for resurfacing works. I'm Alan Joyce.
Where's she gone? Has he taken her and you've no idea where she is?
What I did was right. I did the right thing by a little girl who deserved to know where she came from.
Kiri, brand new drama starring Sarah Lancashire, starts Wednesday at 9 on Channel 4.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, and welcome along to it. I am John Holmes. Still to come, live music on a Friday. That's what we bring you in the last half an hour. We literally, and this is no word of a lie, we go outside, take ourselves by the hand and lead ourselves through the streets of London to find a musician who will be, well, we force them to come in here and perform for us at microphone point to serenade you into the weekend. We also have work experience punditry. Zoe is in today bringing us your films for the weekend. She's work experience. We tell her it's a leg up into the industry. That is absolute nonsense. It's the only reason she's here is because we don't have to pay her. There's also the big debate at three, of course. But we've been back at work for 3 days. We came back here on Wednesday. You may well have been back at work for 3 or 4 days yourself. But I know as well as you do that you have been listening to every moment of this programme and paying attention to it in sort of clarity and detail. And here's where we test that level of brand loyalty. It's our end of the week quiz. It's where we look back over the shoulder of the week. Looking back over my shoulder. That's what it is. It's not a loyalty card. It's a loyalty quiz. Let's talk to Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
Hello, Beth. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you doing good?
Yeah, we're all right, Beth. We're all right. Happy New Year, Beth, by the way.
Happy New Year.
We can still say that, I think, up till this weekend, and then they're not. I think that's... how many people, Beth... first of all, Beth, what do you do, and where do you do it?
I'm an estate agent in Cambridgeshire.
Oh, right, OK. And have many people been back in the office yet, Beth?
It's been a bit quiet, slowly filtering in.
Yeah,
I think.
And how many people have asked you?
I think next week it will be back to normal.
I think you're absolutely right. Go on, Colm.
I think the best way to get through this week is just thinking about everyone who has to return on Monday. Just think, it's coming to them.
It's coming to them as well.
It's just sort of, yeah.
I completely agree.
We mentioned this. I don't know whether, Beth, you've got any leftover Christmas detritus. Today, of course, is the day, I think, is it today or tomorrow, that all of the decorations have to come down if they haven't already?
It's today, yeah.
Which, frankly, they should have done already because it's just depressing by...
Drummer's drumming day, John. It's the 12th day of Christmas.
No. So, Beth, have you taken your Christmas accoutrements down?
Yeah, mine came down on the 1st.
Right.
Well, staying up.
There you go. And that's the correct way to do it, Beth, I think, because it's just a bit miserable on a droopy tree. But I think tomorrow you can sort of, because it's been a difficult week for everybody coming back to work, tomorrow is the day when you can kind of revert to a bit of Christmas again if you've got the day off. I don't know whether you have. Beth, have you got the day off tomorrow?
I do have the day off tomorrow,
that's very good. Well, I don't, so I don't like you anymore. But...
Okay.
But here's my thing. You know, if there's any cheese still left in the fridge, right, and the odd liqueur chocolate, tomorrow you can legitimately just hoover that all up and just get rid of it. That's the end of Christmas, I think, then.
I would love to have some left over, John, but I've eaten it already.
All right. Well, I know, Beth, that you have listened to every single word of the show this week, haven't you? Every last word there in your estate agent's office, Beth.
I try.
Yeah, that'll do. That's all we can ask, you know. So. But look, this is a little quiz test for you then. So there are moments of the show we will replay for you in full Technicolor glory. All you have to do is tell us what happened next, okay, from the available answers. And that will test your brand loyalty. Cornelius in here. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
Producer Cornelius. We'll be keeping score. So let us, if you're ready, Beth, and only when you're ready. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Let's do it. Okay, here we go with question number one. Yesterday on the programme, we got exclusive extracts from Fire and Fury. That is the book, of course, that is dishing the dirt on Donald Trump.
If you think Trump's public behaviour has been puzzling during his time in office, you should see him behind closed doors. The man is absolutely mental. One senior advisor I know, who will remain nameless, once had to accompany him to a nuclear weapons base, and he weirdly started rubbing himself up and down one of the missiles. He then climbed on top of one in a cowboy hat and rode it, shouting, "Yeehaw!"
Yeah, groping their cones. So that was an extract from the book, of course, that everyone's talking about, the Donald Trump book. But what did Donald Trump do to the interior decor of the White House, according to that book and the extracts we ran yesterday? Was it A, painting it all orange, the inside of it, the walls, painting it orange, the inside of the White House? B, did he insist that the Oval Office has proper corners? He doesn't like oval as a shape, won't drink Ovaltine. And he doesn't like rooms that just aren't square, so he's insisted on all the proper corners being built in. Or did he draw moustaches and other rude things, actually, on the portraits of former presidents in the White House? Which of those did we learn yesterday?
Do you know what? I've completely forgotten, and I did actually listen to this.
Oh, dear.
I think I'm going to have to go for C.
C?
With the moustaches.
Okay, let's find out.
Trump has made many different changes inside the White House, especially to the decor. The entire inside is now painted bright orange, but he completely denies it's to help him blend in.
Oh, it wasn't that. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Let's
Sorry, I'm not coming across as a loyal listener.
Don't worry about it. Let's go for question number two. Wednesday, when we reviewed the new Imagine Dragons song, we took it upon ourselves to imagine some dragons. I think we should just all take a moment, by the way, to imagine dragons. Just now, while we're here, let's just imagine dragons for a moment. What dragon are you imagining, Dave?
Fiery one.
Yeah.
Any big.
Like Smaug. Smaug. From The Hobbit. Yeah. That dragon. It's a good dragon to imagine, actually.
Yeah. I was thinking more of Shrek.
Shrek.
The dragon.
Yeah. What dragon are you imagining, Connie? Ah, but there's the question. What dragon did Cornelius imagine? Was it an Occidental dragon? That's a type of dragon.
Okay.
Was it B, a devil dish dragon? That's a type of dragon. Or was it C, a draconic hybrid? Which of those did Cornelius imagine?
It was a draconic hybrid.
Let's find out! What dragon are you imagining, Cornelius?
In my mind, it's more of a dragon beast, sort of draconic hybrid.
Yes, he's right. Very good.
Yes.
Final question, Beth. Back to yesterday, during our paper review, we discussed this baby.
Conservative MPs Andrea Jenkins and Jack Lopresti have named their son Brexit.
No.
No. Yes.
Yes, because their baby Brexit was born on the same day that Article 50 was implemented.
I mean, I think that's cruel. Right, so our paper reviewer was Tara. That was Tara speaking there, Tara Dean. But then she revealed that her parents had given her a full embarrassing name. What was her full embarrassing name, Beth? Was it A, Tara Dean Adine? Was it B, Tara for now Dean? Or was it C, Tara on the River Dean?
I'm going to have to go with Tara Dina Dean.
Let's find out.
My parents did name me Tara Dina D.
Yes, is the right answer.
Yes.
All right, Beth. Okay, let's go over to Cornelius, who's been keeping score on the scoreboard, the Talk Radio
scoreboard.
It's brand new. It's one of those big light-up ones that you get in stadiums.
Great.
That was bit of a waste of money.
Waste of money, that was. Won't need that.
Doesn't go work on, properly either.
Go on, then.
What?
Well, I just wonder what she got.
Oh, do I have to say it?
Yes!
And why do we even get the scoreboard? I thought everyone could see it.
Read it out.
It's just a big screen that says two on it.
Two on it! Yay! Hey, Beth, well done. You got 2 out of 3. That'll do. That's fine. 2 out of 3, as Meatloaf once said, ain't bad, Beth, is it? That's pretty
I'm
good.
Delighted.
Well done. Happy New Year, Beth.
Happy New Year.
Hey-o. There we go. That was the brand loyalty testing, looking back over the shoulder of the week quiz. On the way on the programme, work experience punditry. Our work experience Zoe is here. She will be reviewing films for the weekend. We've told her it's a leg up into the industry, this kind of work experience. That is an absolute load of balls. All it is we've only got her in because she's free. We don't have to pay her. That's why she's here. So that's on the way, as is live music between 3.30 and 4 as we serenade you into the weekend. And the big debate at 3, of course. Oh, and all of the stuff is available on our podcast.
There'll be a podcast next week, John.
Okay, because we haven't been here long this week.
No, so
we're going to roll the least worst bits of it all into podcast form for next week's podcast. If that happens anyway. So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The news is on the way. Talk Radio. Which Ashley has now.
Thanks, John. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has called for the parole board to reconsider its decision to release a serial sex offender from prison. John Warboys, who was a cab driver in the capital, was jailed in 2009 for assaulting 12 women, but he's suspected of attacking over 100. Police and rail staff who helped victims of the Manchester Arena bombing are being honoured for their extraordinary acts of bravery. A ceremony is taking place in the city after the terror attack, which claimed 22 lives in May. A group of MPs wants a 25p extra charge on disposable coffee cups to pay for improved recycling. The UK throws away 2.5 billion of them every year. Hugo Tagholm is part of Surfers Against Sewers, who thinks this is a great follow-on from the plastic bag levy.
It makes a huge impact, and it's that sort of legislation, these sorts of decisions, that can drive the behaviour change that we need to see to protect our environment from plastic pollution. That 5p charge reduced plastic bag usage by 83%, which is phenomenal for our beaches, phenomenal for our environment, and actually people have loved it.
Graham Norton is the favourite to take over hosting the BAFTA Film Awards. Stephen Fry is stepping down after more than a decade, saying it was a privilege, but after 12 felt only right to hand over the baton. A petition calling for Iron Brew to remain the same has been signed by over 20,000 people, following the news that the iconic Scottish drinks recipe is changing. From later this month, its sugar content will be halved before a new tax on sugary drinks kicks in. Its makers AG Barr insist most people won't be able to tell the difference, but Ryan Allen from Air, who started the petition, has told Talk Radio he isn't happy.
I know it sounds strange, but it's something that we can all be proud of. It's really part of our culture. It's been around since roughly 1900, so it's about a 117-year-old recipe that's had little to no change. To do this and to bend under pressures for a kind of nanny state legislation, it's just ruining it for us.
And for your weather, rainy and cold with some sunny spells, thunder possible later with snow in Scotland with highs of 9. There's more news in half an hour.
Ashley, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
You'll be back in half an hour, you're right. You'll also be back in 1 hour with today's edition of Bonus News.
Yes.
So this is, for those that are new to the show, it works like this. News isn't long enough. This is the short version. So we have to make the time up. You have to pick and choose what you put in the news.
I do.
It's not covering everything off in
the
world.
No, not at all.
And what covers everything off scientifically? Animal, vegetable and mineral.
Yes.
Also fungus, but we won't dwell on that.
Okay.
But today, consecutive days, is how we bring it to you. So today is going to be mineral news.
Yes.
So if it's happening in the world of minerals, and the listeners get very excited about this, then in an hour's time. Have you started the research? I don't know whether you've...
I've started just having a look into it. Yeah. There's not loads around, but I'm sure I'll find a little diamond somewhere.
Very,
you know?
Very good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Very good, yeah. There you go. Thank you, Ashley, very much indeed. Next, we bring you film reviews as we think, what are you going to do at the weekend? And then we go, well, it's films. You go and see a film. You go, what film? We go, ah, it's all right, let's ask the work experience. We'll be doing it next on Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sportscars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, of course, also being Friday, that means it's Some Request Friday. You will be familiar, I imagine, with what other radio stations do on Fridays, such as Radio 2. Simon Mayo does a thing called All Request Friday, where he plays music of your choice. You sort of get in touch with the programme and say, Simon, could you... Oh, I'm on the way to Glasgow in a van. Could you play the... Toto in Africa, and he'll, yeah, and then he does. Now, we can't do that because we're not a music radio station, but what we can do, of course, is play you speeches and talks by request. That's the equivalent due to the sort of licensing arrangements that we have with the regulator. However, I don't mind. You can still be in a van on the way to Glasgow. I don't mind what you're doing. Let us know what you're doing and let us know what speech or talk you'd like to hear. Could be a banging anthem for the weekend. If you know all the words, talk along with it. Yeah! Let's see what's come in so far for Some Request Friday. Hi, Con, John. Welcome back. Oh, I see. Yeah. Chloe. Chloe there. Work experience. Hayley is through there. So Zoe as well. There. Whoever's on news today. And last but not least, John, I see you. Good. Right. Happy New Year. I am on day 5 of dry January. I've not taken a bath or shower this year, and I won't till February. I've given it up. It's been a tough journey so far, but I've heard my hair will soon wash itself. Please, could you play Francis Fesmeyer's 2006 Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine acceptance speech for me. It always gets me through a tough day, and God knows I need a boost to keep it up. All the best. Please, could you play it for me and my husband? My husband has just got a new job, and that's for Ruth in Langsford. Well, Ruth, yes, I imagine we could. Why not? For everybody who wants to hear it, what a speech for the weekend. Francis Fesmeyer's 2006 Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine acceptance speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor to be here at my old alma mater, class of 1981. When I first learned that I'd won the Nobel Prize Award for Medicine, I assumed it was for my 18 years of research in cardiac patients. I immediately booked airline and hotel reservations for Stockholm. However, on the following week, Mark Abrams explained to me that I did not win the Nobel Prize for Medicine. But I won the Ig Nobel Prize for Medicine. My first reaction was shock, followed by depression. But then my oldest son, Forrest Fesmeyer, said, "Cheer up, Dad. Just think. It's sort of like winning a Darwin Award, but you don't have to actually die to get the award."
Aha! There he was. He's a belter, isn't it? Banger! Woo! Francis Fesmeyer, 2006 Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine acceptance speech. And there it is. If you've got a request or dedication that you'd like to get in touch about, if you want us to play a bit of talking for you, then please get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And so then, to your weekend. Have you got plans? What are you planning to do for the weekend? Allow us to help. It's where we drag the work experience. Zoe, hello Zoe.
Hello.
Into the studio to review films. That's what we review on a Friday. Films that you might want to watch on TV, on streaming devices, or in the cinema, whatever it might be. And Zoe's been researching it all for us. We've told her, as you know, it's a leg up into the industry, this work experience lark. No, just because it's you're free and we don't have to pay you anything. Happy New Year, by the way, Zoe.
Happy New Year.
How was it all? Yeah, I think, again, legitimately, today's the last day anyone can ask that of anybody in any place. And also, bear in mind that I'm asking you out of politeness. Mm-hmm. I don't actually care.
No, I assume so. But it was good, thank you. How was yours?
I'm glad. Well, again, I know you don't care, but it was fine, thanks.
Good.
Out of the way. What film are we going to start with?
Let's start off with Molly's Game. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I have heard of Molly's Game. This is the Aaron Sorkin. Is that right? Aaron Sorkin's first directorial debut? Yeah. Yes. He's the writer of The West Wing.
Yeah.
Social Network, that kind of thing.
Yes, he's a
famous writer, brilliant writer. Mm-hmm. But this is his first directed film.
Yeah, so Molly's Game is all about Molly Bloom, who was a beautiful young Olympic class skier who ran the most world's exclusive high-stakes poker game for a decade before being arrested by 17 FBI agents. Really crazy story. Really, really interesting, especially if you're into poker and kind of breaking the law in general. I actually saw it the other day and it was really
good. Well, I'm
glad
that helps with the film review.
Yeah, it does. I thought, you know what, I'll go see one.
Yeah, good, well done.
But it's really kind of interesting story. I wouldn't say it's packed full of action.
Well, I guess I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I have it on my... I'm going to let you into a little secret here.
Okay.
I am a BAFTA judge.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So I watch a lot of these films.
Yeah.
Right? And I've got... they send you them. Okay? They send you all the films to watch.
You've got a big stack.
I really have.
Yeah.
And to get through them all, he's a tricky beast. I don't mind telling you. But it is on my... it's near the top of the list, that one. Because I like Aaron Sorkin very much as a writer. So I'm guessing, though, as you say, not much action, but very wordy.
Wordy and just really interesting. You kind of leave it thinking... I left the cinema thinking I definitely want to read her book. I definitely want to find out about it more. Mm. So if you're wanting something kind of action-packed and take you out of worldly cinema, I wouldn't say it's Molly's Game, but if you're interested in the story and what she's got to say, because it's just interesting for a female business point of view as well, because she was so headstrong and keeping it her own
thing.
She was.
I mean, it is an incredible story.
It is,
you know,
really
she was an Olympic athlete.
Yes.
And then, you know, went to get this sort of job as a what was she? She was a
poker game hostess, in control of it all.
But she worked out what was going on behind the scenes, and of course how poker works, and thus started working for really powerful people. And mm-hmm. and also because of the time scale, it's quite a comment, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, on that sort of male chauvinism world as well, and how, you know, powerful men can manipulate
100%
and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, it's interesting because it really it's her kind of manipulating the situation, without kind of
letting them know that
she's in control of everything. But definitely I recommend. I loved it.
Let's, before we go to traffic and travel, which we must, let's have a clip of Molly's Game.
I'm Molly Bloom. Do you know about me?
I read your indictment after I got your call last night, and I bought your book.
Do you understand that you are charged with operating an illegal gambling business?
Are you taking me on as a client?
I don't think I can convince my partners to take a flyer on the poker princess.
If you think a princess can do what I did, you're incorrect. I'm getting that you don't think much of me, but what if every single one of your ill-informed, unsophisticated opinions about me were wrong? I was in a room with movie stars, directors, and business titans. They were going all in, all the time.
Thank you, Molly.
This is for you.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to stop paying you. My assistant.
You firing me?
I'm not firing you. I'm just going to stop paying you. You get paid once a week from the game. It doesn't seem fair.
You're going to stop paying me because I'm making too much money doing my second job, and if I say no, I'll lose both jobs because it doesn't seem fair?
You don't have bargaining power here.
You are unimportant.
Do you know how many witches were burned in Salem?
How many?
None. Humiliation had given way to blinding anger at my powerlessness. I wasn't going to wait before I put a plan in place. I'll be hosting a game in this suite every Tuesday night.
First buy-in, $250,000.
That's gonna make noise.
I'll tell them everything they want to know about me. About me. That's it.
That's just moved up my list.
Yeah.
Just from that.
Yeah.
That it's sounds good, great.
It does sound good.
It has got Aaron Sorkin dialogue, that sort of snappy, quick-fire stuff. You know, it's intelligent. You know, that's clearly a great story. She's clearly a great woman. She manipulated this. That's moved up.
Good.
That's moved up above four Ragnarok for me now. That's moved right up. There. Right, stay with us, Zoe, because we need to be talking about more films. That's what we're going to be doing after Traffic and Travel and so forth. Just a little look ahead, though, what we're going to be talking about.
We've got Pitch Perfect 3 and Jumanji as
Welcome to the Jungle.
Yes.
Yeah, or the original Jumanji.
No, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Because I guess they were repeating that. Anyway, all on the way with Zoe. We're looking at films for your weekend. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on, come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it, don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Skybet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
And ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of rugby premium cement for only £3.49 expat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Shh, quiet please. I've called this staff meeting because I have some exciting yet sad news. We're having a half-price kitchen sale across all our kitchen units, plus an extra 25% off and 4 years interest-free credit on our Vogue kitchen collection.
I can't take this anymore, Barry. I can't say goodbye to any more of our beautiful kitchens.
At Wren, we find it hard to let go of our kitchens because we not only design, make, deliver and install, we put our heart and soul into them. Offer applies when you buy five or more fully assembled units.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In County Durham, the A1M is queuing southbound between Junction 61 for Bowburn and 60 at Bradbury because of an accident. Delays continue in Derbyshire on the southbound side of the M1 between Junction 25 and 24A, heading towards the East Midlands Airport turning. Emergency repair works to blame earlier. In the West Midlands, the M5 is heavy southbound towards Junction 1 at West Bromwich, again approaching the roadworks section. And in Surrey, the M25 is heavy anti-clockwise, approaching Junction 11 at Chertsey after repairs to an oil spillage earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Where's she gone? Has he taken her and you've no idea where she is? What I did was right. I did the right thing by a little girl who deserved to know where she came from.
Kiri, brand new drama starring Sarah Lancashire, starts Wednesday at 9 on Channel 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Also, it's a pointless job because you're just told what to do from up there. Mm. Anyway, it's... what time is it? Oh, it's that time. Look, Zoe's here reviewing films for us. Before we get back to that, though, a lot going on in the news. New car sales have fallen by quite a long way. That's in the news. Today, plastic cups are a thing of the past, or at least they could be within 5 years if you are the sort of person who goes to get your coffee from a Starbucks. Other Starbucks are available, usually about 4 metres from the last one, then you could do that no more. You might have to take your own disposable cup or pay a 25 pence surcharge because they are not disposable. It's causing a lot of problems with the whole plastic recycling issue that's going on. Look, Donald Trump is threatening legal action over a book that's basically already out anyway, so I don't know that you can stop publication of something that's already mostly been published. It's all very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around it.
I know. Many people cannot. But it's all right, because we are here to help. And we do that by bringing you the news analysed in depth, I think you'll find, through Japanese poetry. Take the most complex issue, reduce it down to a set number of syllables, 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Book is full of lies, says president who was sworn in on the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. The news in haiku. So we are talking about films for your weekend. Already discussed, Molly's Game, which I haven't seen, but from the trailer we played there and discussion therein, sounds excellent. It's the new Aaron Sorkin movie. Where to next, Zoe?
We're going to Pitch Perfect 3 next.
I'm not so keen on this.
Are you not? Are you familiar with the franchise, though?
Never seen it.
Well, okay, so what it's about is a group of college girls who form an a cappella competitive group, and they kind of compete against other universities with their a cappella skills, and kind of get into usual university troubles and all sorts of games and shenanigans, really. But this is the third film, so they've left the college world and gone into the real world of work, and realised that they can't get any jobs with their a cappella skills. So they formed again to give it another third go.
Right.
So that's what's going on.
Is it law of diminishing returns? Because the first film was very successful, very popular, I understand. I still haven't got around to seeing that. Mm-hmm. But apparently very good.
First one is the best one.
Second 100%. One, not so much.
That's, I'd agree with you. I'm not sure whether this is going to be a downward spiral.
I think it's downward.
I think so, but I know Cornelius feels otherwise about it.
He's very keen on these films.
Yeah, and I'm not too sure
why.
Yeah.
Because it's brilliant. No, I just really enjoy it. I understand, like, the third isn't as good as the second, which isn't as good as the first.
Yeah. Right.
But I think they're all three really good films.
Right.
It's just really funny.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just a really funny film.
Okay, I'll take your word for
and
that.
And it's got some great music in.
It does have great music. I completely agree with you with that. And their renditions of everything is really kind of interesting. And I'm sure for the a cappella world, it's done really well for everyone and got way more people involved in singing.
A cappella.
Yes.
Let us take a clip. Pitch Perfect 3.
What's up, Pitches?
See you guys, I missed you.
Hey, Bellas.
So what do you want us to sing tonight? I brought this just in case.
We didn't invite you guys to sing. We invited you to watch.
Excuse me? Every year the USO puts on this performance to support the troops in Europe.
One last show together.
Who's with me?
Hell yeah.
Welcome to Spain, Bellas.
So this is the first base. Will we be going to second base with you guys?
That's a no from me, so. On the tour, we've got three bands.
You guys just sing other people's songs, right? Like a cover band.
They're trying to intimidate us. Let's just do what we do.
A riff off.
Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s while they sing on the radio.
So wake me up when it's all over.
We like to keep it oral.
Everybody is better at the one thing that we do than we are at that thing.
Yes, we're going to show them that we are not a joke.
My record label wants to sign one of the bands, but we don't want the Bellas. We want you.
What?
I did not see this coming.
I can't. I'm part of a group.
Becca, it's a big opportunity for you.
Sometimes the clothes do not make the man.
Bye-bye, Bellas.
It really does feel like goodbye, John.
Pitch Perfect 3 there.
Was that the trailer for it? It was.
Did you not recognise any?
No, no, it's just quite a big spoiler in there.
Oh.
Quite one of the major storylines that starts near the end.
Right.
Just,
well, that's what they do with trailers these days.
It's just that's so, essentially the whole film was in that trailer.
Well, I don't need to see
without the music. Well, you didn't get all the music.
Well, fine, I'll deal with that.
Is it not in your BAFTA stack?
That's not in my BAFTA stack.
It should be.
No, it's not. All right, okay, Pitch Perfect 3, what next?
Next, we've got Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Right, so this is a sequel of sorts to the film that came out about 20 years ago. Was it, how long, what was the first one, 95?
I have no clue, to be honest with you.
I think it was 95, so it's like 23 years ago.
Yeah, so whether it's the rebranding or...
Well, I suppose, I mean, it makes you wonder why it's taken so long. I mean, Jumanji was quite... Robin Williams, wasn't it? It's quite a successful film. So why... I don't know why it's taken so long, but this is not... Because the first one, as I remember... I don't know if I've even seen all of the first one. But it's kids playing a game where the game came out into the real world, like dinosaurs and stuff. Yeah. Something like that.
So this one is very similar in that these teenagers are in detention, come across this old game, and then get sucked into the game that they're playing, Jumanji. But they've got like a really good cast... So Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, and Karen Gillan, who was the Doctor Who's assistant a couple of years ago, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So she's in it. You've got all the kind of typical people you'd expect to see in this kind of sort of film, I see. Like, do you feel? I feel like Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson kind of always do this sort of comedy.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
it's you can't really put your finger on it, but...
But if it's sort of like in a meeting... Yeah. You know, film executives will go, we need someone kind of action-y, but funny. The Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, and Jack Black, that'll do. Like,
yeah,
sorted.
That's good, yeah. Well, Jack Black, eminently watchable in most things, of course.
Really? Yeah. Do you think that?
Well, okay. Well, only the things I've seen him in.
I think most of his films are absolutely terrible.
I can only
School
name...
of Rock, though.
School of Rock and so Shallow Hal are great.
High Fidelity. He's brilliant in that.
I haven't seen that.
He is amazing in that film.
But have you ever seen Nacho Libre?
No.
Terrible film.
Right.
Really.
That's the wrestling one.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I've never seen that.
It's just really poor. And I've seen some other rubbish he's in.
Well, I was literally going by... Okay, here's what I was going on. Shallow Hal, you're right. Mm. The other one I just said. High Fidelity.
Yep.
And the video for the song Tribute.
Yes.
In the band Tenacious D.
Gulliver's Travel.
Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
That was rubbish.
That is really bad.
Right. I mean, Year One? Did you ever see Year One, the caveman one?
Oh, that's bad as well,
rubbish.
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda, he's the
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
He's not very good in Mars Attacks, right, even though that is a good film.
We've established that I was wrong about Jack Black. But anyway, so Jumanji, does it step up?
This is the thing. Reviews, love it. People are absolutely loving it. One of the girls I go to uni with took a photo of her ticket and put it on Instagram, and I think that's dedication to it. I really liked this film. I'm going to share it with all of you.
Yeah.
Just my ticket.
Yeah. Did she like the film?
Apparently so.
Did she do the ticket thing before she went in?
No, I think it was after. Okay, I think it was like a...
What do you make of it?
I'm kind of interested to see it, but it's one of those films I have not seen it yet, I must admit. But you know when you're like, I'm not sure if I want to pay £9 for this?
Yeah.
I could wait till it's free. But the reviews are really good for it, so maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably it feels like one of those films you're not going to bother to go to the cinema for.
Yeah.
But if it's sort of on telly on a Sunday afternoon, you might just stick it and you go, okay, fine. Yeah. All right. So this is all cinema films, actually.
All cinema films, all in all major cinemas at the moment.
Currently.
Yes, currently there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
No worries.
Zoe, for doing films for us. And that was Zoe, our work experience. We've told her that is, you know, a way into the industry. She don't have to pay her. Now, after 3 o'clock, the big debate, of course, is coming. A man will go in a lift. As well, in the next hour of the programme. But he won't be alone. He is a man called Con. Hi, Con.
Hello.
He will be not alone in the lift. He will be instead clutching all of the texts, tweets and messages we've received from the haters. The people that dislike the show, dislike me, despise the people who work on it and everything about it. And he will be reading out their missives that they've sent us, the abuse. rather than binning it off or reporting it or blocking it or deleting it, that's what we do. We embrace it. And that is on the way. There's still time to hate the programme if that is you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then just put some hate. There's also live music in the last hour as we drag a busker in from the streets of London to perform for us, taking us into the weekend with music. Plus, Ashley will have today's bonus news. Talk radio then in the afternoons, and the news is on the way next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Still haven't signed up for Talk Sports Selco Predictor? Why not? There's a million good reasons why you should. The Selco Predictor. Sign up now at TalkSport.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in January, win a state-of-the-art fitness bundle with Bose over-ear headphones and a Fitbit Charge 2 wristband. The Selco Predictor. Play to win
£1 million!
Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at TalkSport.com/predictor.
At British Gas, we have everything you need for when winter does its worst. Our home care boiler cover starts from just £12 a month. That's less than 40p a day and includes a yearly service. Plus, we're giving you up to £100 to treat yourself when you buy selected home care products online by the 28th of February. So why wait? Search British Gas Home Care. Terms and conditions apply.
Bold black alloy wheels. Sleek gloss black grille. Mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/Black Edition. Jaguar, the art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of March 2018. Terms and conditions apply at participating retailers only.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Hall yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting tomorrow. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. At exactly 3 o'clock, I'm John Holmes. Here's Ashley with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, toddler killer back in court for indecent images, wife killer sentenced, and Manchester bombing saviours honoured.
Talk Radio.
One of the murderers of James Bulger has been charged over indecent images of children. John Venables, who was 10 when he tortured and killed the two-year-old, will stand trial in an undisclosed location. A serial wife killer has been sentenced to a minimum of 26 years in prison. 64-year-old Theodore Johnson met his third victim while on day release from a secure mental hospital. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is at the court.
Angela Best had left him and started a new relationship. So in December 2016, Johnson attacked her with a hammer at his home in London. It later emerged he'd killed his wife in 1981 by pushing her over the balcony of their ninth floor flat before strangling another partner to death in 1993. The judge told Johnson, who's now 64, that his repeated offending of this kind was almost unprecedented.
We may never know why a serial rapist is being released from prison after less than a decade inside. The head of the parole board has said the law restricts him from disclosing the reason John Warboys is being let out. He's suspected of attacking over 100 women. MP for Moray Douglas Ross is worried other women won't come forward.
This has a huge impact on the individuals involved and also the confidence that women will have in coming forward to report similar crimes in the future. They must have security and assurances that these will be properly investigated, and looking at the previous decisions not to prosecute a number of these cases will leave a number of women wondering if it's worth coming forward.
Staff who saved victims' lives from the Manchester Arena terror attack are being praised for their actions. Dozens of workers have been recognised in a commendation ceremony. 22 people were killed when a bomb was detonated at a concert last May. We could soon be bringing our own cups to coffee shops to avoid a 25p levy. MPs are calling for the latte levy to tackle the mountain of waste dumped each year. Mary Cray heads up the Environmental Audit Committee, who want to kickstart a recycling revolution.
It's about just making people stop and think and think, hang on a minute, I can actually do something different. The plastic bag charge has made us more environmentally conscious, and they're not content to be sold these things anymore. So we want to put pressure on the coffee companies to switch their logistics chains over. Yep.
And hackers may be able to get into your phone after Apple says all iPhones, iPads and Macs are affected by two major bugs in computer chips. The tech company is now racing to fix them over fears they could allow hackers to steal data.
Thank you very much indeed, Ashley. Now, Ashley's back. Well, she's back in a moment with some weather, but she's also back in half an hour with today's bonus news. It is mineral news, animal, vegetable, mineral, consecutive days to make the time up because the news bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Mm-hmm. Did you know there used to be 3 minutes, the news bulletins? Were you aware?
I did, yeah. That's quite long, but then it's enough to fit everything
it was enough,
in, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
And then inexplicably, it went down. So
exactly,
that's when bonus
yes.
news was born.
Yes.
Because what we were annoyed about was Victoria, who was reading the news at the time, mm-hmm. was getting paid the same money for what we consider to be fewer work.
Right, so you wanted to make her work
yeah.
harder.
So that's where
and
it
a revolution was born.
There it was. A revolution was Victoria born. But you're doing mineral news for us. So.
I am.
Any little clues as to what might be coming up?
It's got something to do with gold and North Korea.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Right, let's take some weather then, because we're all crying out for it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, it's going to be rainy and cold today with some sunny spells, thunder possible later with snow in Scotland with highs of 9.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade goes. I'm John Howick. Good afternoon. Ross Barkley is on the verge of a £15 million move to Chelsea. It's understood the Everton midfielder had a medical last night and will now finalise personal terms. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte rates him highly.
We are talking about an English player, a young player, and he has a good prospect for Chelsea.
Arsene Wenger says after 21 years, he's earned the right to have an opinion about recent decisions he feels have gone against Arsenal. The FA rapped Wenger for his reaction following the draw with West Brom and have asked for his observations for comments made since then. And British number two Carl Edmonds suffered an injured ankle in his Brisbane Tennis International quarter-final defeat. Edmonds was beaten in three sets by Gregor Dimitrov. He'll now have the injury assessed before the Australian Open, which starts next Monday. That's the latest sport powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, John. Welcome along if you're just joining us. Much to come in the next hour. Allow me to describe what after this bit of production.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So here's what's still to come then. There is live music. That's in the last half an hour of the programme. We have been out on the streets of London and we have dragged in a musician, a busker, a performer to serenade us into the weekend musically. A man will be in a lift reading out the texts and tweets we get from the haters each and every day. We don't ban them, we don't block them, we don't throw them away. We give them to Con, and he reads them out from the lift here in the building as it travels downwards through that building. It's a feature called Con Descending. So, you know, stuff and stuff all on the way.
John Holmes.
Yeah, good. A little bit of production error there. Entirely my fault. I'm going to take the rat. Oh, it's still doing it. I gotta see. Chloe. Hey, Chloe, just through the glass there. Chloe.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
When this actually goes out on the radio.
Yeah.
Can you edit that bit out?
Yeah, shall I give you a cue as to when we're back up?
Count me in.
Yeah, okay. 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the big debate. So, Ed Westwick, if you don't know who he is an actor. He is from Gossip Girl. He is also, or rather was from, a new BBC series that was postponed. It was going to be on over Christmas, then it wasn't. Because he was accused, he stands accused, of sexual assault allegations. The programme, somewhat ironically, that he's been dropped from is the BBC's adaptation of Ordeal by Innocence by Agatha Christie. The BBC have announced today that he has been dropped from it, and they are going to reshoot all of his scenes in much the same way that Ridley Scott did with that Kevin Spacey film, All the Money in the World, which no longer has Kevin Spacey in it, but Christopher Plummer instead. That was all reshot, and now so will this be. Let us be clear, Ed Westwick denies all of the allegations. But imagine that, replacing someone at short notice and bringing someone else in. I mean, that sounds implausible to me. But there it is. Now, on the line, it's Henry, I think. Hello, is that Henry?
Yeah, this is Henry.
Hi, Henry. Good afternoon, Henry. Good to speak to you.
John.
Thank you.
Good to speak to you as well.
Well, no, it's good to speak to you, if I'm honest.
No, but it's really much better to speak to you.
All right, thank you. Now, look, you've been listening to the programme. Now, I haven't mentioned hedgehogs at all yet. Yet you've called in about hedgehogs. What's your problem with hedgehogs?
Oh, John, I just do not like hedgehogs in any shape or form.
Well, they don't come in any shape or form. They come in the shape and form of a hedgehog.
Well, that's the main shape they come in.
And form.
But they do come in other shapes and forms.
Do they?
Probably.
No,
but
I mean...
You can get flatter ones than usual.
Well, if it's one's been run over, that much is true. I suppose you do.
True.
Do you? Okay, well, look. So what is it? You don't like their shape or their form. What else is it about a hedgehog? Well, Most people would say they were inoffensive.
Well, these people are ignorant, man. Like, they haven't spent enough time with hedgehogs to realise this. Hedgehogs have terrible personalities, right? They're really prickly characters.
Yes.
Okay? And they're always hugging our hedges, right? I'm a bit of a hedge socialist.
Okay.
I think everyone should have hedges, an equal amount of hedges distributed across the population, yeah?
Yeah.
But these hedgehogs, they take the hedges, they invest them into their own hedge funds, and they're taking their hedges away from people who need them.
Right. Henry, stay on the line for me. You make a valid point. I'm going to bring Jay in, because Jay's just been listening to you rant about and has called in. Hello, Jay. Good afternoon.
Yeah, you're right, bruv.
I'm fine, thank you. So, Jay, Henry there doesn't like hedgehogs because they literally hog a hedge. It's not, the hedge should be for all. Henry's a bit of a socialist. The clue, of course, is in the name, the hedgehog. Doesn't like their shape or their form. But you, I understand, are in favour of hedgehogs.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Man has a squadron of hedgehogs on the front lawn, and they protect me from intruders like... rival gang members and snails, you get me? They're loyal.
Right,
I don't know who might have tried to move to me in my crib, do you understand?
No, not really. I don't know what words you're saying. But it doesn't matter, because the gist of it is it not that you have you collect hedgehogs. You're a hedgehog apologist, is that what you are, isn't it? A hedgehog apologist. You go around encouraging the hedgehog. You like hedgehogs, Jay, but too much.
Yeah, well, they protect me, like I said.
Yeah. Well, in what sense do they protect? Talk us through a scenario. Imagine I'm coming at you, right, with another animal, such as a shrew, right? And I'm coming at you in your crib, right? And how's a hedgehog going to stop me getting you with a shrew?
Well, I've never seen it in real life, but I hear that they roll up into a ball.
Yeah.
And then if you tread on them, then they spike you, innit?
Yes, innit, though. Henry, do you have an issue with the spiky bits?
I have an issue with the entire bit of them. They might be a little bit more easier to deal with if we were to wax the hedgehog.
Yes.
They're balder. They would look funnier,
that's
at least, I think.
That's been suggested. Now, that's interesting you mentioned that. Now, of course, you know of the terror threat of hedgehogs. This is where terrorists will stuff hedgehogs with explosives, because that way you can sort of use them as a spine bomb. Sort of, you know, it works like if they get a good... and as such, the police now have the powers to search hedgerows, don't they? They stop hedgerows and they search hedgerows. It's controversial, but they say it's keeping us safe from these exploding spine bomb hedgehogs. The question, of course, is then would it make it safer by just removing the spines, waxing the hedgehog, as you were suggesting? Henry, would you be happier with it?
I think it would be good, but then again, like you say, terrorists, they do take hedgehogs and use them as weapons. They could easily get a bald hedgehog and super glue nails to the outside skin of
that's
it.
That's true. That's
and,
a fair you make
And
a
replicate
point.
The,
what
the,
about,
the tricks on the hedgehog.
All right, what about then, Jay, and Jay, come back in on this. Would you be happy if we waxed a hedgehog down to its bare whatever is underneath the spines?
But skin, John. It's skin, got skin.
Skin.
That's what it's called, skin.
We wax it down to its bare skin, and then... which is a kind of hat, and then we put sucker darts, right? Like the type you find in, like, Nerf guns and that sort of thing, right? Where the spines were, and that way, if a hedgehog does go off, or you're not going to get hurt because they're just, like, foam sucker darts. But if you do that to all the bald hedgehogs, of course, they fall in the hands of a terrorist, they're already covered in safety equipment, so it's going to be fine. Henry, what do you think?
Well, I think we could go a step further and replace them, not sucker darts, but like little water pistols on the hedgehog.
Right.
So they squirt water everywhere. That would be good. It would be like a sprinkler system for children to play with in the summer.
So now you're coming around to the idea of hedgehogs, aren't you? Well.
No, I'm not.
Jay,
you're not going to win.
Jay, come back in. Come back in here. Now, let me ask you this question, because you know there are claims. You've heard this new book about Donald Trump, Jay. It's called Fire and Fury. It's been written. Donald Trump finds it very controversial. It's full of... we know of extracts that paint Donald Trump in an unfavourable light, his life inside the White House, etc. Now, one of the claims in this Trump book is that Trump throws hedgehogs at staffers in the Oval Office. Now, he will only drink, as you know, hedgehog milk. We know this already. But we now understand that he gets his staff to milk the hedgehogs in front of him and he wants to watch. Those that don't milk them correctly, he throws the hedgehogs at them. And the correct way to do this is to put a hedgehog in a vise that he's had installed on the edge of the desk in the Oval Office. He calls it a hedgehog squeezer. Jay, is that the right thing to do? Is this fair? Should the President of the United States be doing something so unpresidential as putting a hedgehog in a vise to milk it?
You know what? Sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do. And if that involves hedgehog protection or using the hedgehog as a means of protection, then I'm guilty of the same crime, so I can't even knock him for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Again, I don't really know what you're saying, but the cost of a barrel of hedgehogs has gone up steeply. Actually, they've got the figure here. It's now about $150 for a barrel of hedgehogs. Is that too expensive, Henry?
Well, not for me. I'm not going to buy them.
No, but for people who do, I mean, for people who do.
I couldn't care less how much it would cost for them. I think it should completely take all their money away.
Well, yeah, but in the money stakes, the government today have said, you'll have heard this, because hedgehogs, it's quite hard to dispose of a hedgehog, 25p.
No, it's not. It's easy to stick them in one of those bin compactor things, the bin lorries, and just watch them get squashed.
No, it might be what you do, but you're a cruel, nasty man.
Say it again. Go on, I like it.
Cruel, nasty man.
Sure am.
25p on the cost of a hedgehog, right? Anyone who looks at a hedgehog is charged 25p from now on. Is that fair, Jay? You've got a lot of hedgehogs in your garden. You've said that could end up costing you, Jay.
Yeah, well, I'm more about the homegrown hedgehog, but no, I don't think that's a fair policy at all. No,
right.
For me, no.
So the market for home growing a hedgehog, talk us through that. How do you do it? Is that like when, you know, you need a special lamp to keep it warm, put it in the airing cupboard, that kind of thing? How do you grow a hedgehog?
Shed, keep them in the shed, keep a hot light, preferably around 40 degrees Celsius during the day, maybe a bit cooler at night, watch it grow, but we'll start budding in about 2 months.
Yeah. Okay, and at what point can you put it to work in a garden?
If it's got enough spikes, it's old enough. You know what I'm saying?
Oh right, yeah, okay, yeah. I do know this, on this occasion, know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, I do. Henry, hedgehogs only, as we know, we're talking about growing them. Hedgehogs in the wild, in nature, only grow near dock leaves, of course. And this is because if you accidentally get stung off a hedgehog, you can rub a dock leaf on it and it's fine. If we wipe out hedgehogs, which is what you're talking about, don't we see a decline in dock leaves?
I'd imagine so, yeah. If you do take out them, then they'll go by virtue, won't they? You'll lose out on them. You will lock, yeah. Like what you said, yeah, I agree with you, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. 40,000 more, here's the figure from the government, I'm just looking at this now. 40,000.
Was it 40,000 by any chance?
40,000 more hedgehogs by 2019. There's no, we don't know how they're going to pay for that. Maybe something to do this 25p levy for looking at them. But you're that you're, something, Jay, something you'd call for there. I think you'd approve of that. The government have said they would act in the budget re-hedgehogs, didn't they? And now they've said that's the number 40,000. Is that enough, though, Jay?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I had a little sign to sort out. What did you say?
Nothing. Anyway, listen, thanks very much indeed for joining us, of course. Penultimate question, really. If you were to put a number on it personally, how many hedgehogs, Henry, yes or no?
No.
Jay, same question. How many hedgehogs, yes or no?
Yes, for protection.
Okay. Thanks very much indeed. Sum up the debate for me, though, finally, Jay, in one word.
Badgers.
Thank you, Henry. Right, there we are. That's Henry and Jay there battling it out there about the notion of hedgehogs. Do we need hedgehogs? I mean, they're, we've got them, but do we need them anymore in 2017? What would you like to see done? Do get in touch with us. We live in post-Brexit Britain now. It's 2018, for heaven's sake. We've got Blink 182 albums and Chinese Five Spice. Why do we need hedgehogs? Let us know. Get in touch. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that is Talk Radio, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
I asked myself a lot of questions before I went into teaching. Financially, will it work out for me and my family?
But then I don't think people should be put off because of the cost of training.
The bursary was so important for me.
I didn't have to worry about the financial side of things.
It covered things like childcare for me. It was definitely the right choice. I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train as a teacher. Apply now. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Hi, Melanie. It's Dee here from the Big Lottery Fund. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm calling with some great news. Your application was successful.
No.
You got so funny.
No way.
Melanie helps older people in her community stay young with dancing and cooking classes, thanks to National Lottery Players.
Oh, Dee. Oh, you have no idea what this phone call means.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
At Wix, our biggest ever kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from over 45 stunning styles. Book your free design appointment at wix.co.uk.
Well, happy driving.
Cool. And who's that lying on my X-Trail's roof?
Oh, that's Mike, giving the sunroof seal a final once-over. So if you could drive a little bit slower.
Because we know every Nissan from top to bottom, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 15th of January, where you could drive away a used 66-plate X-Trail from £17,777. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, two lanes blocked, very slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M60. That's clockwise between junction 13 and junction 15 for the Swinton interchange. In Cheshire, we have a lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down lorry on the M6 northbound. That's at junction 16 for Stoke. And elsewhere in Bristol, we do have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M4. That's affecting you westbound. That's between junction 19 and junction 20 for the Almondsbury interchange. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Now TV presents For the Love of Commuting. Here's to roadworks, tailbacks and lengthy diversions. Here's to guys in flash cars who think they own the road. And here's to kids on buses playing grime through tinny speakers. Because without commuter craziness, it wouldn't feel so wonderful to get home to brilliant box sets on Now TV, like the award-winning Big Little Lies and Jack Whitehall's Bounty Hunters. Stream over 250 box sets and brighten your nights with Now TV. 18 plus, month passes auto renew, terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for a speech. That's right, it's Talk Radio, and that is in the afternoons. Very shortly, Cornelius, you need to go out of here.
What, now?
Yes.
Okay.
Cornelius needs to leave, and you need to take with you all of the haters, texts and tweets that we've received. There's another pile over there, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. And a third, yeah, pick those up. There's another massive. See that pile there? You just thought was. That's yeah. Anyway, that's all the messages we've got from the haters who hate me. I think most of them are from management. Cornelius, they hate him as well. Everyone hates everything, frankly. They're haters. But we celebrate hate round here. The people on Twitter, the people on the social media, Facebook and the like are just the ones who text us with a bit of hate. We don't ignore it. No, we take it to the lift. We give it to Con. He goes to the lift. He reads it out as it travels downwards through the building. That's what condescending is. And off he goes. We'll talk to him next live from the lift. But it is speech time. It's Some Request Friday. Now, on a Friday, we bring you not music as a request. We can't do that. Simon Mayo on Radio 2's pretty much got that sewn up anyway. What we can do is bring you speeches and talks. That is what our licence from the regulator allows. But we will do them as requests and dedications. So what do you want to hear? If we've got it, we'll bring it on. So, what have we got here? Hi, John and team. What is new with you? I am just tucking into my sandwich in the park opposite work, waiting for a call from my EastEnders audition as woman with a cat on a lead during a scene in the square. It could be my lucky day, John. Could you please play for me Why I'm Done Trying to Be Man Enough by Justin Baldoni? It's a notable speech. It was playing in the Vic when Wasserface was screaming and I couldn't properly enjoy it as I was in the zone. Remember me in 5 years? Anyway, that's from Bernice in Blackstock. Well, of course, Bernice, for you, anything. We've dug it out. Happy Friday. Happy Some Request Friday. Here's what you wanted to hear.
Growing up, we tend to challenge each other. We got to be the toughest, the strongest, the bravest men that we can be. And for many of us, myself included, our identities are wrapped up in whether or not at the end of the day we feel like we're man enough. But I got a challenge for all the guys, because men love challenges. I challenge you to see if you can use the same qualities that you feel make you a man to go deeper into yourself, your strength, your bravery, your toughness. Can we redefine what those mean and use them to explore our hearts? Are you brave enough to be vulnerable, to reach out to another man when you need help, to dive headfirst into your shame? Are you strong enough to be sensitive, to cry whether you are hurting or you're happy, even if it makes you look weak?
There we go. Playing that especially for Bernice in Blackstock, who is waiting to audition as Woman with Cat on Lead during a scene in the square in EastEnders. I hope that's got you in the zone, as it were. Now, if you'd like a speech or a talk as a request or dedication, still time to squeeze one in. Get in touch, 87222, start your message with the word talk, or you can use social media at Virgin Radio, start that message with Virgin Radio. It's Talk Radio. I've been doing Virgin Radio all week, it's confusing. At Talk Radio, start your message with any word you like. I've been sitting in on breakfast down there. I've been getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Deal with it. Anyway, look, I've got to. You know what? You know the haters? You know the haters? Yeah? The haters gonna hate. My brain's slightly confused. All right, then. So the haters, yeah, they're going to hate. Yeah, bring it on. But we embrace it. We take it. We take all of the abuse we get. As I say, we don't block it. We don't dismiss it. We don't bin it. We don't report it even. We give it a Con. And he goes to the lift here in the building at Talk Radio and reads it out loud on a Friday as it travels downwards through the building. That's right. It's this week's edition of Con Descending. Cornelius should be in the lift. Hopefully you can hear me. Cornelius, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, John. Hi there. Yes, here I am in the lift. This is what I've changed to the radio to.
The radio in the lift. What is that?
It's ABN, London's Afropolitan Station.
Of course.
Whatever that means. Right, let's press all the buttons and down we go. This is from Jack in Woolwich who said, just when I thought going back to work after Christmas couldn't get worse, I turn on the radio and find John Holmes is still on air. Hi. Must say I'm disappointed. God, this show is badly produced. Hey, come on in. Hiya. How's it going? You're right. So we're just live on air, so sorry, it's Ahmed Jalili, never mind. Oh my God, I can't believe this show is back. Oh, Ahmed, do you want to read this? Sorry, you're on Talk Radio with John Holmes.
Oh my God, I can't believe this show is back. I was hoping you'd be left in 2017 with all the other horrible things. Ya Allah, Wallahi, Ya Wallah.
Lovely, thank you.
Well spelled.
That's from Jamie. Steph says, my New Year's resolution is to better myself. So obviously that means no longer listening. Tea on me.
What?
My New Year's resolution is to better myself, so obviously that means no longer listening to your mind-numbing show, says Steph. Congratulations, your terrible show has caused me both an earache and a headache. I didn't think that was possible, says Anon. Terrible to think that John Holmes was on Talk Radio's funniest moments. That is a low bar. Oh, we're going down, that's alright, is it? What's your name?
Neil.
Neil, do you want to read this second message?
God, this show is so badly produced, I hope the lift plummets this week. Sharon and Paisley.
Well, that would that's...
Thanks, Sharon.
What do you, are you a producer?
No.
You're going to plummet in this lift, apparently. And finally, Sally says, John and team, I hope you enjoyed your holiday, but even more, I hope that you consider taking more holiday. Martin Roberts' cover shows were much better than yours.
Yeah.
But to you in the studio, John.
There's every chance. All right, okay. So there we are. The haters did indeed hate. Omid Jalili in the lift there. Omid Jalili, you're in the lift. Oh, Cornelius has come back. What's that? Hi. You all right?
Yes,
was
hello.
What happened there?
It was Omid Jalili, the comedian, the Iranian comedian. Yeah. Yeah, just for the listener at home.
Yeah.
Brilliant, and he just walked into the lift.
Yeah.
He'd been in on TalkSport. I don't know why he didn't come and say hello.
I was going to say, why didn't he just pop in here?
We didn't know he was here.
That's right, because of the policy we have of sharing guests that never works.
Well, great guests for Talk Radio next week, though.
Yeah.
If we should just quick plug.
Very good plugging. Who have we got on next week?
We've got a hairy biker.
Only one?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a hairy biker. Have we got the hairier of the two bikers, do we know?
I'm not sure.
Okay, fine.
The brilliant comedian Jeff Norcott.
Jeff Norcott, he's been on before,
Tuesday.
Friend of the show, Jeff
yes.
Norcott. Yep.
Two more friends of the show as well. Glenn Moore and Adam Hess will be in.
Very good, more comedians, yes, good work. Anyone else?
More on the way.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah, Tom Rosenthal, another comedian.
Okay.
With maybe Nick Helm with him as
Nick
well.
Nick Helm!
Oh, it's going to be like the comedy store in here, isn't it?
Just next week. That's all next week. Anything booked in for the week after?
No.
Okay. Now, booked to appear in the next half an hour, of course, live music. That is what we will be bringing you. So we do on a Friday, serenading you into the weekend, of course, with someone we've dragged in, quite literally, on many occasions, off the street, losing them money and making them perform for you at microphone point. That is on the way. Not to mention Ashley with bonus news. The news that you're about to hear will be 2 minutes long. That will not be enough. It just won't. Just won't cover everything off, but everything else is covered off by animal, vegetable, or mineral. And on consecutive days, that's what we bring you. And I can tell you this, today it's going to be mineral news. Ahead of it is Ashley with the latest headlines.
Thanks, John.
Talk Radio.
One of the murderers of James Bulger has been charged over indecent images of children. John Venables, who was 10 when he was tortured and killed, the two-year-old, will stand trial in an undisclosed location. A man's been jailed for at least 26 years for murdering his ex-girlfriend, the third woman he's killed. Theodore Johnson's previous victims were his wife and partner. TalkSport's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
Angela Best had left him and started a new relationship. So in December 2016, Johnson attacked her with a hammer at his home in London. It later emerged he'd killed his wife in 1981 by pushing her over the balcony of their ninth floor flat before strangling another partner to death in 1993. The judge told Johnson, who's now 64, that his repeated offending of this kind was almost unprecedented.
We may never know why a serial rapist is being released from prison after less than a decade inside. The head of the parole board has said the law restricts him from disclosing the reason John Warboys is being let out. He's suspected of attacking over 100 women. MP for Moray Douglas Ross is worried other women won't come forward.
This has a huge impact on the individuals involved and also the confidence that women will have in coming forward to report similar crimes in the future. They must have security and assurances that these will be properly investigated. And looking at the previous decisions not to prosecute a number of these cases will leave a number of women wondering if it's worth coming forward.
Staff who saved victims' lives from the Manchester Arena terror attack are being praised for their actions. Dozens of workers have been recognised in a commendation ceremony. 22 people were killed when a bomb was detonated at a concert last May. We could soon be bringing our own cups to coffee shops to avoid a 25p levy. MPs are calling for the latte levy to tackle the mountain of waste dumped each year. And for your weather, rainy and cold with some sunny spells, thunder possible later, with snow in Scotland, highs of 9.
There's more in half an hour. However, there's more now.
There's more right now.
There is, because it's time for this day's edition of Mineral News.
Mineral News.
Mineral News.
Mineral News.
So, gold prices have rocketed, and it's apparently due to North Korean missiles. Megan Milloy from the American Action Forum says it's due to uncertainty surrounding the North Korean-US dialogue. Gold prices started 2017 at around $1,150 per ounce, but it was trading above $1,300 Tuesday afternoon.
Really?
It was.
It's interesting that North Korean gold prices have rocketed, given the missile, the rockets, so yeah. Technically what the news... I wondered if that was going to be because they put all their gold reserves in a load of rockets.
That would be quite interesting. Yeah. I think that would be a good way to go about it. But apparently, no, it's just the dialogue between them and the US, which is not so great.
It's not so interesting, is it?
No. I mean,
it would be better, wouldn't it, if North Korea... Because Kim Jong-un, you know, he's got his methods. We know he's quite rich.
Yeah.
The country is poverty.
Yep.
With people starving. Mm-hmm. But he's quite rich. So to spirit that gold away, maybe he took a tip from... Maybe he read that the Nazis, back in the war, spirited all their gold to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe when he says, we've got missiles that can reach Europe, what he might be doing is just sending the gold to Switzerland.
Yeah.
To hoard it away.
It could be. Or maybe he has shares in gold, and so he wants the gold price to go up.
Yeah.
And he's setting off missiles to make gold go up.
So actually, we think he wants to declare war, but actually, no.
No, he just wants more money.
He does look a bit like Goldfinger as well, doesn't he? Remember the film?
Yeah.
Goldfinger. Maybe that's what he's modelling.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Thing on. All right. Okay. Good. Thank you. Yeah.
No worries.
Mineral news.
It's mineral news. Yeah. It literally is. Yeah. What else do you have?
That's it.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
One mineral news story. Oh, hang on, Chloe's shaking her head because Chloe's got some more mineral news story. Off Chloe's press. Chloe's got another mineral news story
For you. I will check and come back.
Oh, it's for... Well, no, there's no time for that.
Oh.
It's all right, Chloe's going to rush.
You want me to do it? Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Potatoes have been revealed to be a good source of potassium.
Didn't we already know that?
No.
That's your thing at bananas.
Yeah, you think of bananas. Yeah. A large jack of
potatoes.
Hang on,
that's vegetable news.
No, it's all potassium's a mineral.
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
Sounds more vegetable.
It's sort of leading with it's vegetable-y.
Okay, fine. Do you want another one?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. Newly engaged Paris Hilton has hired security to protect her $2 million diamond ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of showbiz as well, so I can see what you're doing there. Ashley, you managed to get a diamond reference in earlier, actually.
I did. I'm quite proud of that,
which was quite impressive. Right. We talked about... Was it yesterday? I mean, this is a bit vegetable news. What was the banana thing yesterday? It was something to do with when they're... What was it? Something to do with when...
Oh, the banana bread.
Yes.
So when they're mouldy.
That's right. Yeah. What to do with mouldy bananas.
Jenny, the newsreader from yesterday, gave us a banana bread recipe.
Oh, okay.
For what to do with your mouldy bananas. And it was gluten-free as well. It wasn't vegan. It had eggs in.
Have you ever tried banana bread?
No, because I don't like bananas.
I don't either, but banana bread is actually really nice.
Is it?
I would suggest it, yeah.
Oh, the music stopped. Hang on. just gotta rewind.
Yeah.
Mineral news.
We're back to sort of fruity vegetable stuff now.
Recipe sort of section.
Like, have we got anything that says recipe?
Vegetable news.
Close enough.
There we go.
All right. So, because a banana, as we know, is a vegetable. There's banana flavoured beer I had not long ago. Have you had that?
No. I really can't emphasize how much I dislike bananas,
but your love of beer is so great.
Yeah, but there's plenty of non-banana beers that I can drink, so why would I not just have one of those?
Just to say you've
also
tried it.
All flavoured beer is terrible, I reckon. Any fruit-flavoured or, like, you know, doesn't work.
You're right, because I also tried a strawberry one, and it's disgusting.
I hate strawberry beer. It shouldn't be a thing. It tastes nothing like beer. It tastes like... strawberry pop, yeah, which is cloudy.
That's a good thing, though, because beer generally, I mean, I'm probably the unpopular opinion here, but it's not, I don't like beer. The taste of beer is not nice. So anything to make it like a bit more fruity,
yeah, yeah,
is a good thing.
It's a good thing. Well, it's, the thing is, you start off not liking beer at all.
Yes.
You know, everyone does, because mm-hmm. beer doesn't taste nice.
No.
But you kind of have to get a taste for it, don't
but
you?
But then you have to force yourself to drink so much beer that you actually like it. It just seems like, I mean, a pointless exercise.
Back when I began drinking.
Yeah.
I began drinking.
Yeah.
I haven't been drinking at all. It's absolutely fine. Back when I began drinking, you know, as a child, yeah. As everyone does, beer was horrible, of course, but yeah, you just force yourself. And that's fine. Although I've given it up, I'm dry January.
Yeah. Oh, okay, really? How are you getting on with that?
Yeah, I know. This is the kind of conversation everyone hates now, isn't it? It's going, oh, you're doing dry January, shut up about it.
Yeah.
Fine so far.
Good.
It's kind of fine. It's all
Have
right.
we hit a weekend yet?
No.
So this will be the first weekend?
This will be the first weekend. But I kind of did it in November as well as a sort of pre-tox.
Oh, okay.
That's, I didn't know
to
it was
prepare
called
yourself.
Sort of.
Yeah.
So, but that was all right as well. But mm-hmm. now it's, but yeah, it, but you're doing it as well?
I've never found anything so hard.
Right.
And it's only day, what, 5, 6?
I mean, I was struggling at breakfast on January the 1st.
Oh, my God.
No, honestly, it's been nice and refreshing. Nice to have a little break from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, good stuff.
You'd recommend it, then?
Yeah. The weight is... My weight, so I'm doing it for weight reasons as well. I've also given up carbs, and I'm very impatient with losing weight, aren't I, John? I was whinging yesterday morning.
That he hadn't lost a stone.
Well, no, I hadn't lost anything. I was just like, this isn't fair. I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten any. Well, I have eaten just two very small meals a day for 3 days in a row, and it's drunk nothing. Run for many k's,
yeah, and still a fatty.
Yeah, I'm fuming.
Why don't you eat of your own flesh? That would be a good advice. Anyway, it wasn't. I mean, there was some mineral news.
There was,
but then it turned into vegetable news and then diet chat. But you know what? I'm happy with that. That's fine.
It was good. It's good news.
Ashley, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
There we go. Right, next, live music. We have live music for you. We have musician in studio, ready to perform. Also, don't forget it's Some Request Friday. We're not playing music in the sense of records like they can on Radio 2 for All Request Friday, but you can choose a speech or a talk, which fits in with our licence regulations, to have be played on the radio as a request or dedication. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got 10 litres of Selco Contract Matte Emulsion in Magnolia or Brilliant White for only £10.75 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster? Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and flexible finance options too, like these 2014 Mercedes Sprinters from under £11,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com. Representative 13.9% APR.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Hello, it's me, Dracula. Relax, I don't bite much. Unlike the cost of some broadband deals, that's why I switched to Sky Broadband Unlimited. It's monstrously good value. Just £18 a month for 12 months, including line rental, plus a £9.95 setup fee. Exclusively for new and existing Sky TV customers. It's totally unlimited, and they'll never slow you down, even at peak times. Well, you don't want anything to stop the flow when you're screaming. Sorry, streaming, do you? Search Sky Broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky Network areas and new broadband customers only. 12-month contract. Further terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, two lanes blocked and very slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M60. That's clockwise between Junction 13 and Junction 15 for the Swinton interchange. Elsewhere in Cheshire, very slow traffic and one lane closed due to an accident on the M62. That's eastbound between Junction 11 and Junction 12 for the Eccles interchange. And elsewhere in Cheshire, still have a lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down lorry on the M6. That's northbound at Junction 16 for Stoke. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Now TV presents For the Love of Commuting. Here's to roadworks, tailbacks and lengthy diversions. Here's to guys in flash cars who think they own the road. And here's to kids on buses playing grime through tinny speakers. Because without commuter craziness, it wouldn't feel so wonderful to get home to brilliant box sets on Now TV, like the award-winning Big Little Lies and Jack Whitehall's Bounty Hunters. Stream over 250 box sets and brighten your nights with Now TV. 18 plus, month passes auto renew, terms apply.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world, unite!
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
George Galloway with you tonight from 7 o'clock. Ian Lee from 10 o'clock. And Yasmin Khan, Yasmin Star Trek to the Wrath of Khan. In for Drive, of course, on Friday, which is what this is. Friday always means live music. We'll bring you some of that in just a moment, but looking at the news as we have been, what do we know? Apple have said its iPhones, its iPads and its Mac computers are affected by a flaw which could leave those devices vulnerable to hackers. We've talked about that. We've talked about that in tech language that I did not understand earlier. We had an expert on. He was too expert for me. I don't know what he said, but it sounded important. There was that then. That happened. What else? Oh, that's right. Plastic cups. We've been trying to solve the problem of plastic cups. 25 pence levy. The latte levy, they're calling it, on these disposable cups that you get at Starbucks. As I say, other Starbucks.
Is there a pun I'm missing there? Or is it just the first name they thought of?
What?
Latte levy.
It's just alliteration.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
sure.
All it is. Unless I'm missing it as well.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Drove a Chevy, drank a latte at the levee, but the levee was dry.
Yeah.
January. No, it's just not. It's just alliteration. So anyway, there's a lot going on. But that, you see, you've just made the good point, Cornelius. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry about it. We're here to help. All of the stories on the news agenda, analysed right here on this programme, using Japanese poetry. When you drill down into the most complex of news stories, what do you find? What do you find down there in the very core of it? That's right, short form oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Ban on plastic coffee cups. What will Starbucks miss? Spell your name on now.
That is in haikus. Right, it's just coming up to a quarter to a time, and we are bringing you some live music. It's what we do on a Friday, serenading you into the weekend with musicians that sometimes we quite literally drag in off the streets to perform for us. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Tell us your full name and everything.
Edward Green, student at Goldsmiths.
Yep.
Been dragged off the streets just this instant.
Good work.
crack on, I'm going to play some songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and how long, so music, what do you do at Goldsmiths?
I do photography, but play the guitar, yeah. Sing in this band called the Apple Bows, harking back to late 70s punk here of British music.
All right.
Like to have a dance, keep it funky.
Yeah.
Good tunes.
Great.
Yeah, that was very good, but it did sound like a dating profile.
It did a little bit, didn't it?
It sort of it transcended.
Inclusion came from.
Light to dance. You know, it's like.
Well, I meant to say the music is easy to dance to, but.
Yeah,
I mean,
excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fine. I mean, if anyone wants to get in touch with Ed, then get in touch with us and we'll put you in touch with Ed if that is working as a dating thing. You know, swipe for Ed or something. Indeed. I don't know what that means. Okay, well, look, so in terms of influences, then, you mentioned that. Now, I can't help but notice that you're not that old. Because of student age, right? But
indeed.
So that sort of 70s punk influence, where does that come from?
Mainly my dad.
Okay.
Stuff like The Damned, The Clash, Stranglers, and then the 60s stuff as well. So big into the Small Faces, obviously the Beatles, the Stones.
Yeah.
Like my contemporary electronic music that's coming out as well, like all the dubstep stuff, again, easy to dance to.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where the main inspiration comes from. But when I'm playing the music in the band, when we play on the street, when we play a gig, we are trying to create a sound that isn't necessarily just punk or isn't necessarily just kind of the swing 60s type thing. We are trying to bring it forward a little bit as well.
All right, great. So, well, let's hear track one. What are you going to play for us first?
Okay, this is called Daddy, wrote by me and my good friend Matthew. No relation to the Sylvia Plath poem of the same name. But yeah, this is a self-titled one.
Here we go.
Daddy's a genius, works 60 fags a day. Oh, but I don't believe, can't conceive any lover who wouldn't rue the day when I first saw you turn your head and walk away. Oh, my mind's eye still adore you all the same, still demand, I'd still refrain. Daddy's a genius, worked all the hours in the day. Oh, put my blood in yours, we'll dash teeth from those you say. Never looked at me that way. Oh, whoa, way, the way is out, out of my way. Oh, I'm coming down from beneath, to the earth, to the streets. Never looked at me that way. Daddy's a genius, who smokes 60 packs a day. Oh, but I don't believe, can't conceive any lover who would rue the day.
Ed, well, good.
Messed it up awfully, but nice one.
Did you?
It's fine.
We didn't notice.
No one noticed.
Fantastic.
Because we don't know the song.
No.
So luckily for you.
Brilliant.
It sounded fine to us. Yeah. That was great.
Thank you.
That's good.
Cheers.
Do you write a lot of stuff, though, as well? Does that keep... Because, you know,
yeah.
Photography student, all the other stuff, but, you know, songwriting.
Yeah, but it's a very cathartic thing, really. And it's nice kind of putting on the recorder, playing for half an hour, and then going back, sifting through it, finding a riff that you like, and then, you know, you can work from that because you've heard it before, rework the chorus or something like that, and then putting lyrics to it is something I really enjoy. Big fan of my lyricists, Mike Skinner's, the Morrisseys, and trying to say something meaningful, poetic.
John Bon Jovi.
Of course, yeah, how could we forget? So yeah, it's a really nice cathartic process, songwriting, and it's different from the other mediums I work in.
That's an interesting point, actually. Why? So, obviously, you're into music and you do that. So, what made you go photography as a student rather than the music side of it?
Well, I think partly because I think when you study anything, it squeezes the joy out of what you do. I originally went to doing this literature before I did photography because I enjoyed reading during A-levels. It's not anything you'd hear anyone normal say. But, when I went there for a term, I didn't like it because they were forcing us to read books we didn't want to read. So I thought the same might happen with music. But also, I think photography is similar in that you still... You're documenting things, whether it be socially, politically. You're able to document things through a lens in an artistic manner with words to a song, with lyrics. You're able to document meaningful aspects of everyday life, be it political or, as we said, documentary, in an artistic manner. And so I think the two are actually fairly similar. And I think with photography, maybe I didn't like it as much as I like music. Yeah. So I thought I'll study that.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Waste $9,000 on that instead.
Oh, good. Well, at least you can do your own publicity shots.
There you go.
Right, so track number two. What are we going to hear?
Please, Mr. Postman by the Beatles.
Why this in particular?
Because we play this in our band, we play this last if the gig goes well. It's kind of the encore song, not that we ever have a crowd loud enough to scream the apple boughs back to us, but it's good because we speed it up in the kind of punk ethic of things and gives it a nice edge, gets people dancing.
All right, here we go.
Oh yeah, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Hey, 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 Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman, look and see. There's a letter in your bag for me. Been waiting for such a long time. Can I have on that girlfriend of mine? So many days you passed me by. A tear standing in my eye. I didn't stop to make you feel better by giving me a card or a letter, Mr. Postman. Oh, yeah. Please, please, oh, Mr. Postman. Oh, yeah. So many days you pass me by. See your tears standing in that eye. Same verse. Didn't stop to make you feel better by giving me a card or a letter, Mr. Postman. Oh yeah. Please, please, oh Mr. Postman. Oh, you gotta wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh yeah, you gotta wait a minute. Wait a minute, please, please, oh, Mr. Poe, oh, 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 oh.
That is a punk ethic right there. That's what that is.
Yeah,
yeah, that's great. So where would we... Should we want to seek out your band, you? Not in a stalky way. I mean, like, you know, just sort of generically online. Where would we go, Ed?
Well, we've got a SoundCloud account with nothing up there yet, which isn't that helpful. We've just done an EP with the great Margot Broom and Hermitage Studios. So that's going up in a couple of weeks. That's the Apple Bows on SoundCloud. We've also got a Facebook account.
The Apple
Bows taken.
How's that spelled?
Bougs taken from the. Of course, yeah. Well, it sounds like it's when we pronounce Bows. And I remember we got introduced at New Cross Inn recently, and he said it's the Apple Booers. We're gonna have to change the name of this band, just for that. But no, taken from the last line of a poem by Dylan Thomas, where it's "As I was young and easy under the apple boughs."
See, that's good. Now I was in a band. You'll find this very hard to believe.
No,
back in my student days.
Okay,
I mean, we were rubbish, but we were cool. You'll like this. If I say the title of the band, Rooftops in Southern France.
Gorgeous.
As a photography student,
You
may know that was one of the earliest photographs ever taken.
Oh, of course. It may have been the first one ever taken.
It was the first photograph
ever. The silver plate.
There we are. At Rooftops of some rooftops.
Fantastic name.
So that's what we were called. And our first album, we never made one, was going to be called As Kingfishers Catch Fire.
Okay.
Which is Hopkins, Gerald Manley Hopkins.
Oh, yes, of course.
So I'm kind of with you on this, yeah.
Brilliant, love it, yeah.
So,
I like doing that. I'm inventing new kind of album names for albums that haven't been released or wrote yet all the time.
Well, poetry is a good area for this sort of stuff.
Indeed,
hence the haikus that we like doing as well.
Yes, they're fine. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Well, you're the only one. Anyway, thank you very much for coming in.
Cheers,
Ed. Excellent stuff, thank you. Now, look, it's Friday, so that means Yasmin Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, is in here with us. Because she brings us...
What have you done in here?
What do you mean?
There's all kinds of shenanigans.
Oh, look, you're tangled
up. The headphones are tangled.
You're tangled up in headphones.
No, I can't hear nothing.
All right.
I can't hear nothing. Anyway, hello.
Those ones. Hi, how are you?
I'm really well.
Look, I'll help you there. Look, move over there a bit. The chair's on wheels. There you go.
Oh, that's how these places work.
That's how it works.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. How are you, Yasmin?
You used to be in a band.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. I mean...
What did you do? Like roadie or...
Yeah, very good. Singer.
Can you sing?
Well, no, that's why the band didn't last very long.
No, but you could have been brilliant and you just never got your break.
I never got my S word together, as they say. So
when's that going
to
happen?
I ended up doing this useless. Well, I don't know, anytime very soon, possibly. I don't know. Go back to it.
Hurry up, mate.
So, what have you got on the programme, Yasmin?
Lots of news. Sorry, it's Friday drive time. I'm a little bit fraught because I'm having the kitchen done and I'm literally covered in dust.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's the reality. Right, okay. News. Today, we're going to kick off talking about crisis in teaching. I can't believe how many people are not applying for teaching. I thought there were all kinds of incentives, but we're really short of teachers. So we're going to talk about that and why people are leaving the profession as well. A mind-reading car.
What?
There's a mind-reading car.
Is there?
Nissan. We're going to find out all about it.
Excellent.
We've also got comedian Jerry Che coming in to do trending. We're going to talk about the... War Boys early release story. I've got quite a lot to say on that.
What's weird about that is that the CPS are saying we can't know the reasons for this early parole for legal reasons.
Well,
and you're sort of going,
sorry, but
what? Yeah. And it is in the public interest, but so whether or not that'll ever become, you know, public knowledge, I don't know. But it's fascinating story, really.
I wonder if there should be some sort of ruling with cases like this that parole boards should make it public.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, it might be a game changer in terms of, you know, how this sort of stuff filters through. But anyway,
and there's a whole load of other stuff that hasn't been reported so much today about that in on the human rights side. So we're going to get real detailed analysis on those. Really interesting stuff. We're going to talk about the latte levy.
We've been solution this.
Solution.
You know, in many ways, to get rid of that, why not just go and lie in front of a barista as they pour hot caffeine directly into your throat?
Oh, nice.
That's one. You know,
and they can do that selfie thing on your actual face.
Yes, the thing. Yeah,
selfie-cino,
if you like.
I don't know. I only drink tea.
Okay,
but we're talking to Tim Farron. Because it's the Lib Dems who are behind it.
Right.
It's their idea.
Okay. I have heard of him, but I can't remember who he is.
No idea. Okay. Also going to be talking about the gift that keeps on giving, which is the Trump book revelations.
Isn't it? What fun. Good. All right.
And a Freemason is coming on the show as well.
It's a packed show, isn't
it?
Yes. All right, good. That's Yasmin Khan. She's with you. She's with you next. We'll be back. I'm going to say Monday. At 1 o'clock, we'll see you then. I'm John Holmes. Have a good weekend.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.